This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
All my favorite pumpkin treats.
Back at Fresh's Big Boy.
Pumpkin cheese cake. Pumpkin spice caramel cake. Pumpkin pie. And they're all scrumdilly upsies. And they are for big kids too. Did you know the pumpkin is the new superfood?
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
And
what's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie. We are at the beautiful new high school stadium at St. Mary's for a crucial Division 7 playoff game between Fort Loramie and Marion Local. It's a confrontation we knew would happen. Marion Local, Fort Loramie. Yeah. Chuck, we didn't know when exactly it would take place. Week 3 of the playoffs or week 2. It just so happened these two top-ranked clubs in the state of Ohio were 2-3 in this region, according to the computer. And that means after a week 1 victory by each club, they collide head-on here in week number 2. Interesting matchup. Marion Local, of course, plays in the more stringent Midwest Athletic Conference at Fort Loramie in the Cross County Conference. Redskins
winning games by 40, 45, 50 points the last several weeks. And Marion Local has had some tougher contests, although the Flyers have gotten much better as the season has progressed. And Marion Local's had comfortable wins as well. How do the schedules affect this game tonight here in Week 12?
Well, I think it's real important for Fort Laramie to have a good start to the game.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can be confident and you can talk confident, but there's something in the back of your mind. You're playing Marion Local. Marion Local wins state championships,
yep,
and they play in the MAC. So you need to feel like you can play with them, and that's going to happen on the first two or three series. Laramie's going to have to do a good job on the line of scrimmage, both sides, offensive and defensive line, for them to have a chance to win this thing tonight.
You mentioned Marion Local wins state championships. How about 10 of them since the year 2000? Head coach Tim Goodwin's been there 23 years, and Tim's been a part of all of those titles. That's quite a feat. What a record.
Yeah.
Excellent tradition at Marion Local. Spencer Wells, head coach at Fort Laramie, trying to get things going here in Redskin country. Phenomenal season a year ago. A journey all the way to the regional championship contest. Fort Laramie is a dynamite club here in 2019 as well. It's a team that's won easily week after week after week. Boy, when you run 12, 15 plays in the first half, Chuck, against Cross County opponents, and half of them are touchdowns,
right,
and you only have to throw two or three passes,
well,
and your top flight running back only gets to tote the football less than five times, you wonder, is that enough to get you ready for a big confrontation with Marion Local?
Well, I'm not sure. I think if you look back, and I know Coach Wells, I'm sure, talked about Minster and how they played them really tough for the opening game of the year.
Right.
Minster is, if I'm not mistaken, Marion Local's only loss.
Lost to Bishop.
Oh, they lost early. But in after that, Minster was the only loss.
Right.
So that kind of tells you, you build on that, and you talk to the kids about that and tell them, we've got as much talent as they do.
Oh, yeah, well said. Opening week of the year, Fort Laramie played Minster to a one TD difference, 20-13. Minster won it at home back on August 30th. And on October 18th, Minster nipped Marion Local by a score of 27-26. If you use that as a barometer, hey, toss the coin tonight.
Should be a good game, and I think it will be a good game. They're well coached. I just think that both teams, the line of scrimmage, and I think it is in 90% of your football games, the line of scrimmage is going to be the key to it.
Oh yeah, and how well Fort Laramie starts for sure. Second story to tonight's game. Spencer Wells, head coach Fort Laramie, played high school football at Delphi St. John's, played against Tim Goodwin, head coach at Marion Local, then tutored under Tim, coached in the Marion Local system, did Spencer. Here he is, matching strategy, other side of the gridiron.
Well, it's a two ways. I mean, you know, he ran into that on first game against Minster. He had one of his best friends coaching on the other side of the field. So, coming up to it, you think about it, but once the game starts, you don't care who's coaching the other team. You want to beat the heck out of
them. Colin Moore, outstanding junior quarterback for the Fort Laramie Redskins. He runs the ball as well as he throws it. Kyle Muhlenkamp, fine senior from Marion Local, didn't quarterback a year ago. He's had a good season as well. Hasn't thrown the TDs Colin Moore has. Only 11 for Muhlenkamp, 10 picks for the Marion Local QB. Keep an eye on that. Colin Moore completing well over 60% of his passes. Muhlenkamp at 56% for Marion Local. Each team, Chuck, features what you might call a three-headed monster running the ball offensively. Dylan Heitkamp, Brandon Fleck, Grant Meyer for Marion Local, Nate Meyer, Max Hoing, Damon Mesher, with a little bit of Nick Brandewee mixed in.
Right.
And, of course, Mark Sager and Brandewee, catch the majority of the passing yards.
Right. Sager's a monster, and he needs to have a game tonight.
In fact, we'll hear from head coach Tim Goodwin of Marion Local in just a few minutes, and he'll comment on Fort Loramie players, not the names, but the numbers. And he'll say 4, 22, 15. Those are the guys we've got to key on tonight.
Sure.
When the Redskins have the football. But it should be an outstanding game. I think one statistic that we can dwell on just a little bit is the fact that Fort Loramie is giving up 108 yards a game, 6 points a game in the Cross County Conference. Meanwhile, Marion Local, 195 yards a game in the MAC, 10 points a game.
Right.
Similar numbers each team, but different leagues.
A little better, a little more impressive with the Marion Local. Loramie's got athletes, and they're going to compete tonight. I promise you they're going to compete. The game we did last night, Anna goes down 14 to nothing, and we kind of look at each other and go, uh-oh, because they were throwing the ball all over the place. 54-6 after they got down 14 to nothing. So, you know, Loramie can play with Marion Local. There's not a doubt in my mind.
And Marion Local held Anna to a season low 14 points, two touchdowns. One of those a defensive score by Anna in a game we covered earlier on scoresbroadcast.com. I think a difference maker for Fort Loramie, not only Damon Mesher, if he gets a chance to return the ball tonight, Marion Local may kick it away from him, but Colin Moore can really sling it. He's got a potent arm, 16 TDs throwing. You've got to like Colin. He has not been sacked this year, only once in 2 years, and that's the bedrock of Marion Local, pressure on the QB.
Right, we're going to see early how that plays out, because Loramie's going to have to be able to run the ball some to keep that defensive pressure from just putting their ears back and going after the quarterback. If they can't run the ball and they have to throw on second and third downs, they're probably in trouble.
Yep, very well said. We'll hear from Spencer Wells in a moment. I'd like to remind you, we are on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com tonight, thanks to these outstanding sponsors, which are making possible this contest between Fort Loramie and Marion Local. Gratitude to them. Otherwise, we would not be able to present this contest to you. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In Fort Loramie, these three underwriting sponsors have made Fort Loramie webcast possible each and every year now for quite some time. Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A, Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. My mistake, Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs. Tom no longer aboard, but Tom and Jerry's outstanding underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, along with M&A Muffler and Tires and Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Thanks as well to Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. At RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Superb breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. That's Chris North, 498-7282, Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. The in-between, south of Botkins. Food's not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Go Goffney, and Brookins in Fort Loramie. Brookins with the pork chop special tonight. No good eating place like Brookins. Spencer Wells, head coach of Fort Loramie, pleased with his club's first-round playoff victory over Hardin Northern 61-7 1 week ago.
Up front, our offense and defensive lines did a really nice job because a strength of their team, Hardin Northern, was how big they were. You know, they had some guys over 250 pounds that really had more size than we do up front. But our guys did a nice job getting movement. We worked our double teams pretty good. And then defensively, once again, just flew around in the football. So we gave up some big pass plays that we got to focus on this week. But overall, we did a lot more good than bad, and it was a good start to the playoffs.
Name individuals for Fort Loramie football who've really excelled through the first 11 weeks and are coming on strong at the right time here at the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot of big goals ahead for us, but it's good to get conference recognition as well. So we received all 11 players that we nominated. We were restricted to how many we can nominate. All 11 got first team all conference.
Wow.
And so on the offensive side of the ball, we were the only team that had three offensive linemen, and I think well-deserved on the first team CCC, and that was Blake Holdhouse, Josh Pangalinan, and Griffin Meyer, all seniors. But, you know, we talked about having given up a sack all season, and they're going to get tested this week because they Marion brings the pressure. So it's going to be imperative on us to keep our eyes up and do our best to keep Colin clean. But, yeah, those three guys up front, Colin Moore got first-team quarterback once again, and so those were the guys on offense for us that really stood out. Nick Brandewee also got first-team tight end wide receiver. He's our leading receiver, so we were proud of Nick to get that. On the defensive side of the ball, up front on the defensive line, Drew Bonanza at defensive end as a senior has really had an outstanding season, and he was rewarded with first-team CCC. Mac Fortman, first-year starter. He's a junior. Our biggest player has really done a great job inside, and so he was first-team defensive line. At the linebacker spot, we had two of them, our top two tacklers, leading tacklers on defense. Our top tackler, Max Hoying, he was first-team, but he was also co-defensive player of the year. Number 40, Noah Giozzi, he's our second leader in tackles, and he just gets it done. I was so proud that other teams recognized him because we've noticed it. We've known it even last year, but he does the dirty work, and he gets it done. So those were our linebackers. And then defensive backs, we had Mark Sager as a senior. We put him on their best receiver, so he's been our lockdown guy, and he got first-team. And Damon Messier is a sophomore at safety. He was first-team, and he also got return specialist of the year in the conference. So a lot of guys that received recognition. I think we could have threw up some other guys. Connor Ratterman got special mention alongside with Hank Ruinkamp. So those are seniors for us that have really stepped up, and it was good to get them recognized.
Yeah, you mentioned Fortman. Has he filled a void for you long-term, place kicking the football?
Yeah, we feel good about Mac there. Yeah. You know, it's that's been we've done a lot of trial by error, you know, throughout the year, you know, giving guys different shots and seeing who could step up. And with Mac, he puts on a kicking boot. Similar to, I think, the kicker for Marion. I think he uses a kicking boot as well. And those seem to be kind of making a comeback and just so square toe shoes and lean into it and get it done. And so he's done a good job with that, and we'll need him this week.
And being a junior, it's his job next year for sure going in.
Yeah. So it's that's like you said, to have him coming back next year, that'll be big there because that's always a spot that it can really have an impact on a game. And so, yeah, that'll be good.
Spencer Wells, our guest before tonight's playoff game, Fort Loramie Marion Local. You've alluded to the Flyers in our conversation. In preparation for Marion Local, where did you work out this week with all the snow on the ground? Had 4 or 5 inches through parts of the upper Miami Valley, and your field, obviously, snow covered.
Yeah, so we've been practicing at Sydney this week, Sydney High School, so we've gone over there for 2 days to have our defensive practice and then our offensive practice,
right,
able to work some special teams, and I think it's good for guys to get on the turf. You know, it's a different surface. Anymore, it's not quite the adjustment that it was. You know, it used to be that AstroTurf that it was kind of like playing on concrete. But,
right,
you know, the field turf's come a long way, so it's not as big of an adjustment. But it's good to get out there. I think it's exciting for the guys. You know, at this point, your practice field's pretty beat up after a year's worth of of hard work. So it's exciting to go over there, and that's a credit to our administration for allowing us to do that, reaching out, being willing to do that for our program. So that's been good.
And it was kind of neat. A parent of one of the players on the Fort Loramie football squad works for the city of Sydney and helped brush off the surface at Sydney Memorial Stadium 30-0 field.
Yeah, Mike Siegel did a great job with that. And because, you know, that's it's as cold as it's been. That snow really hadn't moved. We didn't get a bunch of it, but we got enough that with these temperatures, it's just been kind of sitting there. So, yeah, it's been a really productive week over there at Sydney. Got a lot of good work done, and we're looking forward to tonight.
Hey, what is it you see on videotape about Marion Local you've got to be ready for and guard against in hopes of beating the Flyers?
Well, it's what you would expect. You know, it's really what you would expect week 12 against anybody, but with they have great athletes. They've got great size. They're really well coached. It's basically what you've seen since Tim Goodwin's gotten that job over 20 years ago. It basically hadn't changed. That's what they do. They're going to be physical. They're going to have the athletes, and they're going to be really well coached on both sides of the ball. And so for us, we feel pretty good about what we throw out there too. So it's just going to be who's going to win their battle.
Mm-hmm.
That's been my message to our guys all week. You know, there's going to be situations where you're one-on-one making a tackle, you're one-on-one going up for a jump ball. You know, it's you've seen it in their past games against Anna, and you know, like just there's going to be those moments, and for us, we have to win those moments, and that's been something that we've been preaching all week in practice, and you know, hopefully we see it show up tonight.
You've played in the MAC for Delta St. John's. You tutored for a short while under Coach Goodwin.
Yeah. I started off, I was a defensive coordinator for their junior high teams.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, as I got to know Tim and their staff, once our season was over, I moved up to varsity and helped out there as well. And his dad was coaching quarterbacks at the time. So I spent most of my time helping out his dad with the quarterbacks, Bill Goodwin, who's, you talk about a legend. I mean, that guy, that was such a pleasure. I'm so thankful that I got that opportunity. And on the defensive side, I helped out with the defensive backs too. So that was really, really cool. I mean, I was green. Like, that was my first ever coaching job. So I just tried to soak up as much as I could. And those guys, you know, they've got a lot of the same assistants in Coach Audi, Coach Packer, Coach Koenig. You know, it's those guys do a really good job. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie, whose club got in a couple of practices this week on field turf at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Meanwhile, Marion Local's team worked out one night right here at St. Mary's. Tim Goodwin pleased with his club's performance here in 2019, a rebuilding season, one part-time player back on offense, four back on defense, but it's a campaign that's given Coach Goodwin a lot of gratitude.
It's been an extremely fun team to coach. We had no one back on offense at all, so you know, we knew we had to start somewhere and just try to build and find out what we could do. And a couple of kids have stepped up huge. You know, our quarterback has just been a tough leader for us. Kyle Mullenkamp done a great job. We've added a couple receivers, but in particular Charles Hillsman, a junior. You know, didn't play varsity at all, and he's really stepped his game up and been a go-to guy. And the offensive line was totally new and inexperienced. And slowly but surely, you know, we put the pieces together, put the guys in some spots, and, you know, we've been, knock on wood, healthy, you know, which is huge for offensive line, because every week you just have to gel and improve your communication and just kind of feel what the other kid's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been able to do that. So it's just been a fun year to coach.
Yeah, I was really impressed with your quarterback week 5 against Anna. Coming out party for him. He grew up fast that night. 11 completions, I think, 16 throws, 170 yards. Completed a few big ones on first down.
Yeah, he really did. And like I said, you know, he's a first-year quarterback, so he's thrown a lot more interceptions than what we're used to. you know, part of that's been, you know, it's the protection wasn't great early in the year. But, you know, like I said, the more important to us is just kind of the intangibles out of that kid, sure, out of that position. And, you know, do the guys like him? You know, are they willing to play hard with and for that kid? I mean, that is so important. And, you know, is that kid willing to work hard and be the leader and take his hits and get up? You know, and he's been hit hard a couple years and a couple times this year, and he's gotten up, you know, he's waved off the replacement from the bench, and, you know, the guys just respect that and they rally around it.
Your offense was on the field so much second half against Anna, which got just three possessions, I think, the entire last two quarters of the game. But your defense was rock solid, and you had a few back from a year ago on defense, and the defense has improved too.
Yeah, you're right. That was the strength of our team. You know, we had four guys back on defense, four or five, and you know, so we felt a little better about our defense. You know, and they've played pretty consistent all year at a high level. You know, we I think it's been like the fourth year in a row we've led the league in defensive stats, and mm-hmm. and we're a defensive minded team, and so, you know, that's what we hang our hat on, because we feel like we can control that more than any other aspect of the game. Mm-hmm. Like, you can always play good defense, because the biggest part of defense is hustle and pursuit and discipline, and we feel like we can teach our guys that.
Yeah. I'll be a little analytical here for a moment. You play an odd front most of the time on defense. What advantage does that give you against the run, against the pass, for example?
Well, that's a very good question. And, you know, every defense has its strengths and has its weaknesses.
Yeah.
And so you can win playing a lot of different ways as long as you know how to fix the problems.
Sure.
So I'm not saying this X and O wise, this defense is any better than any others, but we know how to fix it. Mm-hmm. And that's the key. And our guys know how to play it. And you know, I'm an offensive lineman. I'm an offensive line coach. And I have always felt it's more difficult to pass protect against an odd front than an even front.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we feel it's very important to get heat on the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of our basic bedrocks is, you know, we're going to hit that kid.
It sure is.
And so, you know, that's just me as an offensive lineman saying it's harder to pass protect against an odd front.
Mm-hmm. Tim Goodwin, our guest. Tim, 23, your head coach, Marion Local. Upcoming game tonight, Marion Local, Fort Loramie. Round 2, Division 7 playoffs. Sidebar to this game tonight, Coach, Spencer Wells, head coach of Fort Loramie, Delphi St. John's graduate, played against you, then coached in the Marion Local system. Here he is on the other side of the field, head coaching against you tonight. That speaks volumes for your tutelage.
Well, you know, I'm sure we had some influence on Spencer's, you know, coaching philosophies and so forth. But
sure.
he was a great kid when he was coaching for us. I mean, we loved him. He was a long-term sub when he was here for a teacher that was on military assignment. So he was able to, you know, coach with us, I think, 2 years at the junior high level. But he also helped out with the varsity quite a bit for a junior high coach.
Right.
And, you know, we all felt like, you know, this young guy is going to be a great coach. You know, and at that time, we didn't have a full-time teaching position. And so, you know, he had to go look for more stability, you know. And, you know, we just enjoyed the heck out of our time together here. I mean, we've kept in contact over the years. Just a great young man. And when I popped on the film, I was like, he's doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, mm-hmm. he's doing a great job, just like we expected.
Mm-hmm. What Fort Loramie players in tonight's game do you need to slow down in order to win this contest?
Well, you know, they just look like they are rock solid. You know, they got good size and good strength and good athleticism at a lot of different spots. Now, there's a couple kids that, you know, definitely grab your eye for them offensively. The quarterback can sling it. You know, big, strong kid, too, and he can run it.
Yep.
But he's got an arm, and he throws the ball in rhythm pretty well. Number 4 is a great athlete. He plays like their H-back, running back a little bit, tight end a little bit, but he makes a lot of plays for him.
Nick Brandaway, that's your speaker.
Yeah, he really is impressive to me. I like that kid. You know, he's a football guy. 22, obviously, seems to be like their playmaker, like their wibble guy, like their electric guy. 15. He's really come up big in some catches too. Maybe you know his name. I don't know, but he's impressed us. Big, strong offensive line. Good scheme. Very diverse.
At 15, Mark Sager goes both ways. Good receiver, solid defensive back. The Fort Loramie game against Marion Local tonight is at the beautiful new St. Mary's venue.
It is. You know, we've played at Walpock a ton. We've played at Sydney a ton, Piqua a ton. It's not very often we get to play at a new place at this point. So this is exciting. You know, we had a freshman game over there actually this year, and the freshman coaches came back and said the place is just beautiful. So I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Tim Goodwin, head coach of the Marion Local Flyers, who will receive the opening kickoff to start the game, Chuck. Fort Loramie won the toss and deferred.
They did, and he was right about one thing. This is a beautiful stadium.
It is. It's spectacular. I love that Rough Riders logo representing St. Mary's at midfield. Short kickoff of the play by Fort Loramie down to the 29-yard line. A little pop-up boot caught right there, far side of the field by the Flyers. And up the numbers comes the return man. He glides to the 38, 39, 40. And that's where Marion Local starts. First down, 10 yards to go. 10 yards shy of midfield. Good field placement to open up the drive.
Looking at the down markers, I've seen the lighted first, second, and third. The down marker, they got the yards to go lit up on the other one.
I like that.
That's pretty cool.
Kyle Muhlenkamp, quarterback for Marion Local. Handoff, first play from scrimmage. And it's a dive on the play to Grant Meyer. And he plunges to the 41. Fort Loramie slows him down right now. Redskins in the road white jerseys, red, black numerals, black pants, black headgear, red piping, Marion Local. The bright blue and gold, got the gold headgear, gold pants, blue jerseys, gold numbers, and here come the Flyers to the line of scrimmage, possibly a passing down, second and nine. Muhlenkamp, play action, rolling right, looks for his tight end, can't find him. Then is another receiver, middle of the field, it's Peyton Noddy. He's available, he's got it at the Fort Loramie 46. He's rolled down at the 45. First and 10 for the Flyers in Fort Loramie's end of the gridiron. Muhlenkamp rolled out. Chuck looked very comfortable. His hot receiver, I think, was just 3 or 4 yards downfield. His second man was available in the middle of that Fort Loramie zone.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, they ran three people. They flooded that side. He had three options.
Two receivers to the left for Muhlenkamp. Handoff inside running play. Grant Meyer slides for one. Redskins giving up ground stubbornly on two rushes from scrimmage by Marion Local so far. Noah Giozzi in there on the stop for the Redskins. He has had a dynamite defensive campaign. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins 44, second and nine. Adi split left. Muhlenkamp fakes the inside handoff, keeps, flushed out of the pocket. He's going to sprint for it. Runs to the 45, drilled at the 43 head on.
That was Hoing, Max Hoing.
I thought that's who it was, Chuck. You're right on. Max Hoing met Muhlenkamp solidly. A net gain of just one more. Third and eight, Marion Local at the Fort Loramie 43-yard line.
That looked like it had a lot of room to run that time, and Hoing came up and did a nice job in open field tackle.
Yep, he stonewalled it immediately. Did look like there was a good 5 to 8 yards to advance, but Hoing shut it down. Four receivers flanked, two each way. Ball in the far hash mark for Muhlenkamp. Here's a quick slant, trying to hit a receiver 15 yards downfield. A wild throw. It was intended for Charles Hulsman, the fine wideout for the Flyers, but Muhlenkamp clearly missed him.
Yeah, he had him open, too. I don't know if it would have been a first down, but he it got away from him. Maybe the adrenaline a little bit, throwing the ball high like that.
Uh-huh. Fleck into punt for Marion Local. He's back inside his 45-yard line. Redskins have one deep man at the 10. Let's see if Fort Loramie punts it to him. And Fort Loramie calls for a fair catch at the 11. It's Damon Mesher. He might have had a little room to dance. Not sure.
It was a line drive kick. Yeah, which usually would give you a little room, but Marion had it covered pretty well. And the ball only went like 34 yards, though, so that gave him a little better coverage.
Right. Damon didn't chance it, so Fort Loramie starts first and 10 from its own, let's see, right at the 10.
Yep.
My eyes are confusing the yellow soccer
field. We're playing soccer, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a penalty inside there. Do they get a free kick? Or
maybe a corner kick from the end zone. First and 10 Redskins. Colin Moore at quarterback. One back alongside, staggered to the left. And he gets the nod on the handoff, and he barges for one or two, and that's it. I think it was Max Hoing. Could have been Grant Meyer. 1 yard push forward. Second down and 9 for the Redskins.
Nate Meyer, I think. 21.
I'm sorry, Nate Meyer. Nate Meyer, running back, Fort Loramie. Grant Meyer, running back, Marion Local. Well, we played a little better than 3 minutes. No score in this game. Marion Local, one possession. A first down, then a punt. Redskins a second and 9. We've got 7-8 men in the box for Marion Local. And here's a sweep to the right by Fort Loramie. Redskins try to get on the edge. Don't gain much. Being flushed out of bounds is Damon Mesher at about the 15-yard line. Third and a little better than 5 to go for the Redskins. Possession down. Marion Local Flyers players signaling for their fans directly below us here on the west side to make some noise. Let's see if Colin Moore elects to pitch the ball. You can bet Marion Local will try to put some heat on the Redskins QB.
Well, you're going to make sure it's a safe throw down here.
Six down lineman. Oh, Fort Loramie runs a sweep out on the edge. It's Damon Mesher. He gets the corner turned. He's up to the 19-20. Flushed out of bounds at the 22. He rumbles for a first. Well done by Fort Loramie, which didn't throw it. Ran it three straight plays, but got enough yards, 12 or 13 of them, to advance the stakes.
Not a bad guy to give it to.
No. Receivers right and left for Colin Moore. Slot right is Mesher. Inside handoff is Nate Meyer, wiggling ahead, 26-27. He produced 5 on first down. Marion Local in there on the hit. It was Matt Everman dragging down the ball carrier for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, 27 in the Redskins' end. We've played 4 minutes, no score. Fort Loramie runs again, bucking straight ahead for another yard, maybe two, as a late flag, I think, gets thrown in. Let's see what it's all about. Inside advance on the play by Max Hoing. Minimal.
Loramie's backing up. So.
Uh-oh. Might be offensive holding. If so, it happened during the play.
That was an awfully late flag for a holding.
Yeah, it was. Is it second down or third down? Was the foul after
second
the
down.
Play? Okay.
No, second down.
I'm not so sure I would have taken the play if I'm Marion Local. That would have set up a third down.
Third at about two and a half. I think I would have gone ahead and take the play here, take the penalty.
New line of scrimmage back at the 16-yard line for the Redskins, who now confront a second down and more like 15 or 16 to go for a first down. And we have a clock adjustment. 8 minutes and a second remaining here in the opening quarter. Marion Local had the ball once.
They used the field mic last night. Tonight they must not be using it.
Flyers pushed the ball into Fort Loramie's end and then punted. Redskins are backed up inside their 20 now following the penalty. Man in motion, Mesher. Colin Moore, a short drop, swings it left flat, and it's behind the intended receiver. Nick Brandewee was available. He was outside the coverage by Marion Local. Had the ball been better thrown, he might have had room
to run.
Ran
for a little. I don't think we got the first down, but he would have got about half of it.
Yeah. Third down and at least 15 to go for a first down for the Redskins. Quarterback Colin Moore might have panicked a little bit too soon on that last throw. Redskins have got to advance the football all the way to the 32 for a first down. Flyers with double coverage on Sager. Colin Moore, a roll out to the right, still running laterally. He's at the 10, 15, 20, keeps it. Zips up the field to the 22, well short of a first down. He got five or six. Fourth down, Fort Laramie's got to punt from deep in their own end at the 22. A scoreless first quarter. We played nearly 5 minutes.
Yeah, that bought him a little bit of room for the punt now. Marion should have the ball probably close to the midfield.
Deep punt formation, Sam Barhorst, 6 foot junior for the Redskins. He's at his 10-yard line. Line of scrimmage, the 22. Kicked by Barhorst, end over end. It is caught by Marion Local on the dead run of the 48. And the Flyers return man gets outside the wall, down the near sideline, has a seam, stays on his feet, inbounds at the 30, 26-25. Well set up by Marion Local, not covered by Fort Laramie.
Not covered, and I'll tell you what, I watched two Marion Local kids who could have blocked in the back, pull their hands back at the last minute. They did a nice job of not.
Talk about discipline.
Yep.
It was Fleck on a good return for Marion Local. Fine jaunt by Brandon Fleck, and the Flyers set up shop.
They're in an illegal formation right now.
It does look odd, doesn't it?
Okay, they're going to shift.
And then a strange shift. Two tight ends, receivers left and right. Under center here is the quarterback. I formation pitch out to the left. It's Fleck getting the corner turned. He powers hard down inside the 20, 15, lunges to about the 13. He's got a dozen and a first down. Flyers knocking on the door. 7 minutes to play. Opening stanza, nothing, nothing. But Marion Local posing a serious threat after a fine punt return. And then a gallop by Fleck, the offensive running back. Receivers left and right. Muhlenkamp under center again. He gives it straight ahead. Ball carrier blasting. He's got a hole. Shooting is Fleck. Down inside the five. Knee touchdown right there. Second and a yard or two for the Flyers.
It might have just prolonged it, but that was a nice job. Brandewey, if he hadn't grabbed him by the foot, that was a touchdown.
Yep, Nick saved a TD. That was a shoelace tackle by Brandewey of Fort Laramie. Power looking offensive run formation here for Marion Local. Two tights. Handoff in the offensive backfield to Grant Meyer. He rams over left guard. Barreling down to the three, the two. He's got the first down with a yard to spare. Goal to go, Marion Local. 8:40 left, opening period. Max Hoing stalemated the ball carrier short of the end zone. Marion Local just 6 feet away from the game's opening points.
Well, they overloaded the right side that time and ran it to the left.
Overloaded right. I formation. Under center, Muhlenkamp. Second man through, gets the nod. It's Grant Meyer, gets to the two, the one, lean toward the end zone, and then was thrown back. Heavy hitters by Fort Laramie up front. Fine play by Benanter, who got in there to make the stop. He prevented a touchdown. So for Marion Local, it's going to be second down and goal from the one-yard line of Fort Laramie. Muhlenkamp, quick cadence, and the ball carrier is upended, toppled at about the six-inch line. Didn't get in. Really close was Heitkamp. Did not make it. Fort Laramie stiffening, third and a foot. 5.5 to go, first quarter. Still no score. Marion Local with a couple of crucial plays upcoming. Third down, nose of the football, 6 inches from the end zone. Again, run formation. I look. First man through gets the nod. He puts his head down and charges toward the goal line. It's Brandon Fleck. He punches in for six. And Marion Local is on top to start the game out. 6-0 Flyers. Klosterman on to tack on the extra point. Alex Klosterman, 6'2", 180-pound senior. Well, Marion Local got good field position. Fort Laramie had to punt.
from the vicinity of its own 20. Short punt, good punt return, and Fort Loramie has got the lead. Extra point by Klosterman is dead on the money. He hammers it home. Flyers 7, Redskins nothing. Just over 5 to play first quarter. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSInc.com.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our fine Fort Loramie underwriting sponsors, including, of course, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. If you need the right solution for true comfort, place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. We take pride in offering prompt and professional service. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. High kickoff by Marion Local, return by Fort Loramie from the 11. Right up the gut, it's Damon Mesher, and he meets resistance over the 25 at the 28, and that's where he is downed.
Heck of a crowd here tonight, both sides of the field.
Oh, yeah, I bet the far section across the way, east side of St. Mary's Memorial Stadium, probably seats, what, Chuck, 2,400?
Yeah.
It's full for Fort Loramie.
And then this side, I don't know what it holds, but Marion Local's pretty much filled the home side.
Yep, this side seats closer to 5, and it's got 2,500 to 3,000 in it as well. Redskins down 7-0. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage at the 28. Colin Moore takes the snap 5 yards behind the line. Handoff, right tackle. Nate Meyer squeezes out 2-3 yards. That's it. Marion Local, Chuck, led the MAC in defense, gave up a touchdown and a half a game, gave up less than 200 yards a game total by the other club's offenses. It is going to be difficult to advance the ball down the field against Marion Local.
Well, I talked before the game. You can't wait till third down to throw the football.
Yep.
You're going to have to throw it in some spots where Marion is not loaded up.
Righto. Yep, Fort Loramie needs to throw it on its terms when it would like to do so. And this might be an opportunity. Second down and 7, just over the Fort Loramie 30. Man in motion, deep drop by Colin Moore. It's a middle screen. Marion Local misses a tackle at the line of scrimmage. And then Fort Loramie manages to work the ball ahead. Pretty nifty run, middle of the field. But Max Hoying, he got about 6 or 7 to the 37. Third and 1, Redskins. With 4 minutes to go first quarter, and Marion Local leading 7-0. Flyers had the Fort Loramie receiver dead to rights at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they had surrounded, and he did a nice job of getting up the field.
Colin Moore, very good running quarterback for Fort Loramie, needs just 2 feet here. He's in the spread, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Marion Local's got 6-7 in the box. Running play Fort Loramie, middle of the field. Ball carrier squirts to the 40-yard line. Nate Meyer banged ahead. He got the first. Fort Loramie advances the sticks. 3 minutes, 20 seconds to go here in the first period.
Very quickly played first quarter.
Indeed.
Not a lot of passing. It's just running the ball.
Nate Meyer's knee went down at the 39, and that's where Fort Loramie has a first and 10. So simply make an appointment with Tom and Jerry's. Eliminate those hot spots and cold spots. Feel comfortable at your home or business. Go to the company website, TomJerry's.com.
or call Mike at 937-295-3243. That's Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's, 295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com. Check my imagination or an unusually cold November here in West Central Ohio so far.
It's not your imagination. It's me dreaming about being south. This is beautiful tonight, though. We're in a press box. There's no wind. We don't have to take all the windows out to be able to see the field. No offense to Wapakoneta.
This is a marvelous facility. Let's come back here for playoff game after playoff game.
Absolutely.
Year after year. We will know tomorrow afternoon where we will be next Friday for Anna Archbold. Could be Lima. That might be a central
location. That's my guess. Yeah.
7 o'clock kick, webcast time Friday at 6:35 p.m. Anna Archbold for this region's Division 6 championship. On first down and 10, Colin Moore rolls left. He's got a receiver in the flat on the dead run. It's Brandewee. He catches, gliding over the 45, and he ramrods his way to the 50. It's a plus 11 and a first down. Like that play, Chuck.
Yeah, and that was what Coach Goodwin talked about Brandewee. He's a hard-nosed kid. He got 2 yards out of that just by putting his head down and going up the field.
From the 50, Fort Loramie, a first and 10, final 2:50, first quarter. Flyers lead 7-0. Here's Colin Moore in the offensive backfield. Late handoff to a running back swerving around to the right. Nate Meyer almost collared for a 2-yard setback. Does manage to chug for a yard gain, and that's all.
That's almost like a 3-yard gain.
Hard-earned 3 feet for Nate Meyer of Fort Loramie to the Marion Local 49. Good tackle on the play, but Charles Hillsman came up to meet him for Marion Local. Redskins passing down here, second and 9. Four receivers split. Colin Moore rifles it toward the right sideline. And running and catching is the receiver at the 45 of Marion Local. He's popped right away. Dylan Eichkamp on the hit of the Redskins receiver. It was caught on the play, but Brandewee, he was nailed right now. Minimal gain of 4 through the air. Third and 5 Redskins at the Flyers 45-yard line. A minute 45 to go in the first. Flyers 7, Redskins nothing. Fort Loramie, two receivers flank. Colin Moore, short drop. Airs one out to a receiver at the 41. Is he interfered with? Was the ball tipped? Flyers coaching staff wants a deflection call and no pass interference. A marker's down. Sager, the intended receiver for Fort Loramie, right at the 40. Let's see if the officials conference and change this, or will it stand? First down, Redskins. Sager on a slant was at the 40-yard line.
We definitely got there early, but I didn't know if the ball got tipped or not.
I didn't think it did. No. Didn't think it did. If I'm a coach and the officials are on my sideline, Chuck, I'm giving the tip signal right now.
Well, of course you are.
Major walk-off against Marion Local sets Fort Loramie up at the 30. Interference in the secondary on the Flyers. We're down to a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. 7-0 Marion Local. Fort Loramie with a good drive underway here, thanks in part to the penalty. Timeout called on the field by the Redskins, who are down 7-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Here come the Redskins to the line of scrimmage for the Marion Local 30. Colin Moore back to pass and first down. Shoots it beyond the numbers on the left side. It is nabbed by the receiver at the 24-yard line of Marion Local. He's turned around right away.
That's Ruenkamp.
Good reception by Ruenkamp. Hank caught it in traffic. Managed to squirt free for an extra yard or two. He was wedged in on the play, but Dylan Eichkamp of Marion Local, net gain of 8. Redskins will take that on first down every time. You've got to like throwing the football in first down to keep Marion Local off balance. Second down and short. Inside handoff, Fort Loramie. It's a big gainer. Bucking down inside the 15 to the 10. Goes Grant Meyer, or I should say Nate Meyer. He's on the loose to the end zone. He's got a score, but a marker flies at the tail end of the run. Nate Meyer got a gaping hole. Job well done up front by Fort Loramie's offensive line. And I think the foul is against the Flyers,
yeah,
right, Chuck?
Yeah, called defensive holding. Kind of a weird call in a run play, but
maybe it was a hand in the headgear, a jerk on the face mask, just an unintentional one. And of course, Fort Loramie declines the penalty. I believe that was Nate Meyer who blasted between left guard and tackle.
Yep.
And boy, he chugged hard toward the end zone. Strong run by Fort Loramie. Offensive line did the job. Blake Holdhouse, Josh Pangalinan, Griffin Meyer, Evan Holscher, Adam Siegel. They opened up a big gap for Nate Meyer of Fort Loramie, and he did the rest.
His mask up.
5:09 left opening quarter. Fort Loramie is closed within 1-7-6. Here is Mac Fortman on to kick the extra point. The junior, about whom we spoke in the pregame, 29 for 37 since coming on to try the PATs fairly late in the season.
I was going to say he's got Luke Rose's number, but I think he was 76, wasn't he?
Uh-huh. Ball is snapped back. It's a good one. It's placed down. Kick underway. Got it. Fortman is dead center. He matches Klosterman, who hit the first PAT for Marion Local. We're tied at 7. Just over 5 to play in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Oh, what an answer, Chuck, by the Redskins, who took the ball 80% of the length of the field and got it done with a nice mix of throwing and running the football.
Yeah, they did a nice job, and that was a good answer, and they needed to answer the touchdown.
And I think Fort Loramie proved a point on that drive, Chuck, that it could block Marion Local fairly well up front, or at least it did on that series of plays.
They did, and Laura, that was on the kickoff. This test on the kickoff, so they're kicking off from the Marion 45.
Yep, good observation on the touchdown run by Nate Meyer of Fort Loramie. There was a foul at the end of the play against Marion Local by rule. It's assessed on the kickoff, which allows Fort Loramie to boot it from the 45 of Marion Local, and the Redskins have got good coverage downfield. However, the Flyer return man jukes some more. He was wedged in back at the 20. He makes a dash in the middle of the field.
My goodness.
And squirts all the way out to the 35. He pulled a Houdini.
That was Audie, and I don't know how he got out of there.
Peyton Audie is the quickest afoot for Marion Local, and he flashed some brilliance on that.
That was impressive.
Well done by Audie. He was cornered back about the 16-17 yard line. He had no business getting beyond the 20, and he got all the way to the 34. Audie is Marion Local's version of Damon Mesher on Fort Loramie. Here is Muhlenkamp, quarterback. Uh-oh, Marion Local puts it on the ground. It is on the green at the 30. Redskins plop on it right there. Fort Loramie possession. Mistake in the exchange from the QB Muhlenkamp to Heitkamp, the running back for the Flyers. And the Redskins are in business.
Wow.
3:48 to go in the first. Game tied at 7. Didn't look like Fort Loramie interfered with the handoff.
No, he just dropped it.
A misconnection by the Flyers. Now Fort Loramie's got to make this pay off. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Might you come out, Chuck, on first down and curl one?
Well,
receivers left and right, Brandewee and Sager. Colin Moore fakes the handoff to the man in motion. Mesher gives it on the inside to Hoying. He's tripped up. 31-yard line, loss of a foot or two. Second down, maybe 11 for Fort Loramie. Under two to play here in the first period. Or I should say under 20 seconds to play in the first period, if I'm reading the scoreboard correctly.
Yeah, 10 seconds.
And that'll do it. First period is finished. It's a good one. Division 7 regional semifinal here at St. Mary's. Fort Loramie 7, Marion Local 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
We start the second quarter with Fort Loramie throwing a long bomb down toward the end zone on first and 10 from outside the Flyers 30. And Colin Moore throws a strike for a score. Hauled in, dead run. Mark Sager picked it off a yard or two short of the end zone. Great toss by Colin Moore right on the button. Sager over the shoulder, reached up and speared it. One-on-one coverage. It didn't work. Sager beat his man, and Fort Loramie cashes in on the miscue, the turnover by Marion Local.
Yep.
PAT try by Fortman. Boy, these extra points after scores are big. 13-7, Redskins lead. Here's the PAT try. Good snap from center. Fortman lines it up, and he smacks it between the posts. Right through. Fort Loramie 14, Marion Local 7, opening 6 seconds, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Chuck, how about that for a play call right after the quarter break? Second down, 11, Redskins outside the 30 of Marion Local. And it was Colin Moore, Mark Sager all the way.
Well, Coach Goodwin said that Moore can sling the ball out there, and he certainly can.
And Colin Moore, along with number 15, Mark Sager, number 4, Nick Brandewee, number 22, Damon Mesher, the fellas for Fort Loramie that Marion Local must spy on in this game tonight. Here's another splendid kickoff return by Marion Local up the near sideline. What a run by Fleck. He's at the 35-40. Breaks a tackle, breaks another, gets a block at the 50, all the way to the Fort Loramie 40-yard line. Wow.
That was Oddie again, and I'll tell you what, that kid's fast.
Peyton Oddie is so shifty. He's the fastest on the Marion Local team. Head coach Tim Goodwin told us all about Oddie the week of the Marion Local Anna game, and he's been a tough man to get arms around on two straight kickoff returns by Marion Local.
Well, you got to hope that you get to kick to him a lot because that means you're scoring points.
Righto. But your coverage downfield against the kickoff return has got to be far better. Here's Marion Local running outside right tackle. It is Grant Meyer, nearly caught behind the line of scrimmage, stays on his feet and bounces to the 39. He picked up a yard or two. Connor Ratterman knocked him down for Fort Loramie. Opening half minute of the second quarter, 14-7 Redskins. But the Flyers, thanks to another good kickoff return, are in fine shape inside the Fort Loramie 40.
Well, they're not kicking the ball very deep anyway, so they might as well put it on the ground and not give him a chance to get his momentum going forward.
I'd agree. Muhlenkamp in the spread now, 5 yards behind the line. Handoff right up the middle. It is Heitkamp, puts his head down and barges to the 35, bucks for an extra yard to the 34. It is going to be third down and three for Marion Local inside the Fort Loramie 35. Sam Barhorst prevented Marion Local from getting a first down run on that last play. Third and three Flyers, run formation. Quick hitter, ball carrier, puts his head down, digs, squeezes through to the 30. He's got the first. Brandon Fleck knifed between guard and tackle. First down Flyers. Minute and a half gone, second quarter, Fort Loramie 14, Marion Local 7. Two quick touchdowns by the Redskins late in the first, early on here in the second. Flyers scored first in this game tonight. Snap back to Muhlenkamp. Here's a quick slant to receiver. Ball is heaved low down at the 22-yard line, and it's caught on one knee by Charles Hillsman. It's good. Gain of 8. 22-yard line of the Redskins. Second down and 2 for the Flyers. Mark Sager covered him up. Marion Local taking a play out of the Redskins' book, throwing on first down. Second and short coming up. Just outside the red zone for Marion Local. Receivers left and right. Under center, I formation. Tailback gets the nod. It's Fleck, and he's caught at the 21. Down he goes. Third and a yard here for the Flyers. I would guess that Marion Local, Chuck, has got four downs with which to work here.
Oh, yeah, they're going to run the ball here on third. If they don't get it, they're going to run it on fourth.
Football is smack dab in the middle of the field between the hashes. Marion Local with a substitution as Peyton Oddie comes in at the wingback spot. Under center, Muhlenkamp. He's crouching down. He rolls back to throw on first and 10 and pitches it, or I should say on third and 1, and it's behind the receiver. He was open down at the 18-yard line, but he missed Oddie by about a half yard. That was a gamble on third and very short.
Threw it a little bit behind him. He had him. That was going to be definitely a first down.
And now it's fourth down and at least 2 feet to go for a first down for Marion Local. Chuck, this is a huge play.
Need good penetration right here.
3 minutes gone, second quarter. Quickly, Muhlenkamp brings his team up. Quick cadence. Tailback behind the line, gets the nod. He drives again. Where do they spot forward progress? Yep. The initial mark by the official is short. There was a late yellow marker tossed in the air.
Flag came flying from the back judge.
Wow. Boy, this call is enormous. It's against Marion Local. Fort Loramie says, we decline. What a defensive stop by Fort Loramie. Marion Local rolled the dice and threw the ball on third down, and the quarterback, Muhlenkamp, missed his man.
Well, I mean, yeah, they had it set up, so the play would have worked, but it's just easier to go forward than it is. I think they could have ran a sneak and got it.
Yes.
Sometimes you outthink yourself.
Boy, Fort Loramie's interior defensive front, Chuck, got the job done right then and there. Wow.
Big stop.
Enormous. Give all the credit in the world to Ryan Olscher, Adam Siegel, Hoing-filled linebacker. Fort Loramie rallied to the ball and stopped Marion Local on 4th and 2 feet outside the Redskins 20. Here's Colin Moore in 1st and 10. Hand off to Nate Meyer. He bulldozes to the line of scrimmage, and then he's thrown back. 2nd down and 10 for the Redskins from the 20. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie 14, Marion Local 7. Redskins with two or three changes as Nick Brandewee goes off. Well, this is a passing situation right here on 2nd down and about 10. Redskins flood the left side of the field, the wide side, with three receivers. Colin Moore's back at his 11-yard line. Looks to the near side, though. It's an out pattern. It's well thrown on time. Receiver Sager, yes, at the 33. Move the chains. The play goes for 13.
That was a nice throw. That's a good timing throw right there.
Sager was by himself, flanked to the short side of the field, and that's where Fort Loramie went. And Colin Moore spiraled that one well.
That was a nice throw.
Short of the 35 in Fort Loramie's end. The Redskins have it 1st and 10. 7:50 left, second quarter, 14-7 Redskins. Here's a sweep to the left, but Damon Mesher tries to cut it back. A host of blue jerseys come to him. Mesher puts his head down and leans over the 35 to the 36, maybe the 37. Give him 3.5. 2nd down, 6.5 to go for the Redskins. Fort Loramie trying to sneak the ball to Mesher when the Redskins think the Flyers are not looking for him.
Right. Well, they like that jet sweep with him.
Uh-huh. That time, Marion Local very well forced it back to the inside.
Right.
Redskins flank two receivers to the right on 2nd down, a little less than 7. Colin Moore in the shotgun spread. Hands it off on the play to Nate Meyer, who tries to bang outside left tackle, and he forces his way to the line of scrimmage. Can't forge beyond it. No gain. Good resistance up front by the Flyers, who contest that running play nicely. And it's a 3rd and 6.5 or 7 for Fort Loramie from the Redskins 31. Clearly a passing down here. 3.5 minutes gone by in the second quarter. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to the left. Here comes pressure from Marion Local. Colin Moore's in a bit of trouble. Hemmed in. Down he goes. 2nd time he's been sacked in 2 years. Fort Loramie's got to punt from the 29. You could see it coming, Chuck.
Yeah, they put a lot of pressure on him. He had no time to look down the field.
So Fort Loramie's bar horse has got to boot it away. He's back at his 17. Peyton Noddy, Blake Schwederman back at the Marion Local 35. Barhorse has got to kick it away from them. Not much of a wind here. Good pressure on the kicker, but an excellent kick by Barhorse. He sails it directionally near sideline. It hits at the 33-yard line of Marion Local and hops into the bench.
Did a nice job of concentration. He had three guys around him.
Sure did. Very nearly blocked, or partially blocked, by Marion Local. But the Flyers, down by 7, 14-7, start 1st and 10. Chuck, I think I misread the clock. I thought 6 minutes or 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I misread the 6 and 8. We are down to 5:42 to go. Yep. beyond the halfway point, second quarter. Adi in motion to the right for Muhlenkamp, who's in the spread. He's got three receivers to the right. He sails that one short and low at the 43-yard line, and it's trapped on a bounce by Hillsman, incomplete. So far, Chuck Muhlenkamp a little shakier than Colin Moore throwing the football.
Yeah, he's thrown a couple of passes short.
Clock stops, 5.5 to go in the second. Line of scrimmage, Marion Local, Flyers 34. Fort Loramie ahead in this game, 14-7. Marion Local spending quite a bit of time in the huddle here. Receivers left and right. Adi flanked 5 yards outside the slot to the right. Trips that direction for Muhlenkamp, who rolls right. Oh, it's a reverse back to the left, and it caught Fort Loramie off guard. The Redskins rally to the football, but the play goes for a full 10 yards and a first down up to the 44. It was Peyton Adi, who, Chuck, had he not run out of real estate, he might have taken it down the sideline of the house.
Loramie did a pretty decent job of getting back, but boy, they were sucked to the middle of the field on that reverse.
Uh-huh. And boy, is Fort Loramie getting a good taste of Peyton Adi of Marion Local in this game.
He's pretty impressive.
44-yard line of the Flyers, first and 10, 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Redskins lead 14-7. Flyers Muhlenkamp under center. Gives the ball on the play to Grant Meyer, outside left tackle, and he's spilled at the 46. Down he goes. He generated only two. Brandewey upset him. Second down, nearly eight to go for a first down for the Flyers at the 47 in Marion Local's end. Big sequence of plays upcoming as Fort Loramie tries to hang on to that one touchdown lead late in this second quarter. Four receivers flanked. Muhlenkamp now in the spread for Marion Local. Fakes the handoff to his back, Dylan Heitkamp, and it's a quarterback keeper, but Muhlenkamp right up the gut, and Fort Loramie is not fooled.
Nice job of staying home.
In there on the tackle, Mac Fortman, Connor Ruhenkamp for Fort Loramie, as they stonewalled that play for no gain. Third down, at least six to go for a first down for the Flyers from their own 48. Passing situation here. 4 minutes to go, quarter number two. Muhlenkamp, short drop, looks, rifles a pass. It's off the fingertips of a receiver on the slant at the 39-yard line. It deflects deep into the secondary. Fort Loramie almost got the ricochet. It's fourth down Flyers who've got to punt.
And again, he throws that ball on the money, and it's a first down. He's throwing that slant pattern. He's throwing high.
Yes.
A lot of times that's nerves and adrenaline.
Yep, Muhlenkamp a little off the mark so far for Marion Local. Line of scrimmage, 2 yards short of the 50. Here is the punt by Fleck of Marion Local, and it's a good one. It's away from Mesher at the 19. He has to circle back, gets it on a bounce nearer the 15, and he's virtually out of bounds when he handles the ball.
Well, that's probably a good move.
First down Redskins at their own 17, 3:47 left here in the first half of this game. What's the timeout situation like, Chuck?
3 and 2. Loramie's got 2.
Redskins possession. Fort Loramie would love to work a little bit of time off the clock here. Leave Marion Local little to work with. Keep in mind, Fort Loramie kicked off to start the game.
They would like to use up 3 minutes and 47 seconds and score a touchdown.
Righto. Here is Marion Local's defensive front adjusting. We've got 4 down linemen now. Colin Moore in the spread back at the 12-yard line. Long count. Inside handoff, Grant Meyer, or I should say Nate Meyer, and he's belted at the 13-yard line. Nate for the Redskins, Grant for the Flyers. That play is subdued behind the line of scrimmage, as Fort Loramie did not execute its blocking up front very well at all.
He almost got the handoff.
So the Redskins retreat and face a second and 13 or 14 back at the 13-yard line. Well, to Nate Meyer's credit, he did not get any interference up front from his offensive lineman on that last play. Receivers left and right. Colin Moore takes the snap. Fort Loramie wants to run it again, and Marion Local bear hugs the ball carrier at the 15. It's Max Hoing, nowhere to go. Third and long, Fort Loramie. 2:40 left, second quarter. Marion Local's defensive front doing the job here on this series. Of course, Fort Loramie is playing it close to the vest, backed up inside its own 20.
Yeah, they don't want to make a mistake down here.
2:30 left, second quarter. Redskins need a dozen yards for a first down. Line of scrimmage shy of the 15. Let's see if Colin Moore dares to throw one. Here comes pressure from Marion Local. Moore rolling right. He's way back at the 7. He hits a receiver on the dead run at the 21. He scampers out to the 23. Good coverage by Marion Local. Completion, run after catch, though, not good enough for a first down. It's going to set up 4th and at least 5. As Hillsman tracked down Brandewee, Redskins come up short, and Barhorst has got to kick it with 2:11 to go in the second period. Marion Local getting a timeout, allowing us to talk for just a quick minute about Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Super deals, customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com, GAIERS Inc.com. Thanks as well to Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Hoing and Hoing has served the Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on the client's lot or any of our new lots located northeast of Kettlersville on Retker Road. Fort Loramie's Barhorst punting end over end, and a staggering deep man for Marion Local races up over the 50 to catch it on the run. He hustles down the right sideline inside the 40, 35, 33. Flyers have it in great shape.
Well, they put themselves in jeopardy that time and in harm's way by having to punt the ball so deep in their territory. And now Marion, with two timeouts left and 2 minutes to go and a half, has a chance to tie this thing up.
Yep. Good opportunity for Marion Local. Punt return by Adi. Ball marked for play at the 35. That's where his toe touched the boundary in front of the Redskins bench. Muhlenkamp in the spread. He'll take the snap back at the 40, and Fort Loramie gets a timeout. Well, we extend our word about Hoing and Hoing Builders. 200 years of experience for Hoing and Hoing among its employees. Hoing and Hoing in Anna has become one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5 country acre lot, Hoing and Hoing currently has them for sale on Retker Road. The lots are in the Anna School District and include high-speed internet. For more info and to start designing your dream home, call 937-294-7144. Or I should say 937-394-7144. Hoing and Hoing, currently looking for an experienced and highly skilled worker in the construction and finish carpentry field. You'd be working with the highest quality craftsmen in the area. Again, for more information, call 937-394-7144. Hoing and Hoing Builders, what you can imagine, we can create. First and 10 Flyers at the Fort Loramie 35. It is a sweep to the left by Adi. He's got a crack, a seam. He blasts down inside the 30, 25. Nipped from behind at the 22-yard line. The play goes for 12. Ball spotted at the 23. First and 10 Marion Local with a minute 50 to go in the first half. Fort Loramie clings to a 14-7 edge. Two receivers to the right for Muhlenkamp. He takes the snap, gives to Hottie. Jet sweep to the right. He's dragged down from behind inside the 20 at the 18-yard line. That play goes for a solid 4 or 5. Max Hoing pulled down the ball carrier. Timeout called. 1.5 left in the first half. 2nd and 5. Marion Local from the Fort Loramie 19. When we return, Redskins up 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, along with Fort Loramie Director of Athletics, Mitch Westerheide, speaking to you from here at St. Mary's. Beautiful facility. Thumbs up for Mitch. He loves it, too. Great venue for this playoff game tonight between the Redskins and the Flyers. Marion Local with a 2nd and 5 from the Fort Loramie 18-yard line. Here is Muhlenkamp. Fakes the inside handoff. He's under pressure, under duress. Down he goes. Quarterback sack by Fort Loramie. Oh, that's a big hit. What a play by Connor Ratterman of the Redskins. That's a critical sack. Marion Local thought the play action might freeze Fort Loramie. It did not. What a hit by Ratterman. And this sets up 3rd and a bunch. 3rd down and 13 or 14 to go for the Flyers from the Redskins' 25-yard line. Muhlenkamp fakes the inside handoff. Wants to throw a screen back to the left, and he's got to throw it away. He fires the ball at the back of his offensive center. Redskins players wanting intentional grounding. Of course, no call. That was a backside screen, a rollout to the right. It didn't develop, Chuck. Fort Loramie had it clogged up.
Well, I'll tell you what, Blake Holthouse stayed home and was right on the back he was trying to throw the football to.
Spot on, Chuck. Good observation. All the credit in the world to Blake Holthouse.
But they did call something.
Oh, let's see. Yes. Mitch Westerheide, Fort Loramie Athletic Director up here, was signaling grounding, grounding, and yes.
Lost it down, too, so it's 4th down.
Oh, my goodness. And Marion Local will have to punt the football, not risking giving the Redskins the ball near midfield with 1 minute to go. How about that? As the Redskins turn the Flyers aside late here in the 2nd quarter, and from the Fort Loramie 45, Fleck is in deep punt formation at his 40. He lines up the kick, a line driver. Mesher, fair catch, 15. Redskins have it right there.
Keep they should be able to run it out. There's only one timeout left for Marion. So,
and again, Fort Loramie won the toss, deferred to start the 2nd half, and we'll get the ball to begin the 3rd quarter of this game. So the Redskins at the 15, Chuck, will just run the ball a couple of times and go.
I would be surprised if they don't. As deep as they are, if they were up around midfield,
right?
Go ahead, take a shot.
Check out for the locker room. Pleased to be up 14-7, and you'll return the kick to start the 3rd quarter.
In the walkover game, New Bremen leads 42-0 over Lima Perry.
So what you're telling me, Chuck, it's New Bremen against the winner of this one next week?
That's exactly what I'm telling you.
Redskins run it right up the middle. It is Nate Meyer. He churns for 3. Final 40 seconds, first half. Redskins up 14-7. The difference in this game right now is a touchdown by Fort Loramie after a fumble by Marion Local.
Yep.
Fumble occurred very late in the 1st quarter. Redskins scored at the start of the 2nd quarter on a beautifully thrown ball, about a 30-yarder from Colin Moore to Mark Sager, who beat his man in one-on-one coverage. Final play, first half. Colin Moore hands off. Nate Meyer bowls his way to the line of scrimmage. He's pushed backwards, and that will do it. The Marion Local bench heads to the locker room. Fort Loramie bench heads to the locker room. Intermission here at St. Mary's. Very entertaining Division 7 regional semifinal. Redskins 7, Flyers 7. We'll return with our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. ScoresBroadcast.com, covering Shelby County and the eastern portion of the Midwest Athletic Conference, and we are here at St. Mary's tonight for a Division 7 regional semifinal. Fort Loramie 14, Marion Local 7 at the halftime break. New Bremen is routing Lima Perry in the other region semifinal. New Bremen against this winner next Saturday night at 7 at a site to be determined. Our halftime is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, longtime underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Wilson Health Sports Medicine is the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Thanks very much to Wilson Health Sports Medicine. As I said, the official sports medicine provider for 12 high schools in the area. Chuck, halftime report, Fort Loramie has proved it can run the football and advance it down the field against this very stubborn Marion Local defense, which led the MAC all year long.
Well, yeah, they have absolutely proven they can play with Marion Local in the first half. Defensive game, 14-7, in the stats show it. Loramie raced the ball 18 times for 52 yards. They got sacked a couple of times, so that really hurt their yards per carry. They lost 10 yards there. Colin Moore, 7 of 8, 79 yards, 131 total yards. Marion, 19 rushes, 64 yards, 2 of 7 throwing the ball for 22, only 86 yards in the first half for the Flyers. They have a 6-5 first down advantage. They had 2 penalties for 30. Loramie had 1 penalty for 10, and they had a very costly turnover that Loramie turned into the 7 points that gives them the 14-7 lead at the half.
And as you said, it's Fort Loramie's defense, which has been the stingier of the two. A big difference in this game at quarterback, at least so far. Colin Moore has been throwing strikes.
Yeah, he's doing a great job, and you know they're getting some yardage. They're not, it's 36, not quite 3 yards of carry on the ground, so they might want to pick that up a little bit. But as long as he can continue to connect on his passing, they're in pretty good shape.
I tell you what, Colin Moore to Mark Sager, that's a combination we are going to see again before this night's over. Force Marion Local to double cover him. I'm not sure the Flyers can single cover Sager downfield in an open area.
Well, they haven't so far.
No.
So we'll see what. You know, now, this is halftime. Coach Goodwin's been around doing this a long time, and we're going to see what kind of adjustments he makes in the second half. But his defense really didn't do a bad job.
No.
The changes and the adjustments are going to have to be in his offense because it's been pretty stagnant against the Loramie defense in the first half.
That one big fumble by Marion Local was a turnover on which Fort Loramie capitalized right away.
Absolutely.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Fort Loramie Redskins in the lead over the Marion Local Flyers 14-7 after two quarters of play here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Myring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And this is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at St. Mary's. Fort Loramie on top of Marion Local 14-7 after two quarters of play. Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy broasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops. Owner Carl Arnes at Brookins creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy that new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Thanks to new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, also from Fort Loramie, Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants. It is a full service accounting firm, which for various organizations does payables, receivables, estate, local taxes, workers' comp, will do your individual tax returns as well. That's Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie 14, Marion Local 7 here at the half. Well, a week ago, I traveled to Columbus, spent some time with Jerry Snodgrass, Commissioner, Executive Director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Obviously, it is championship high school football season here in the state of Ohio. And my first question for Jerry was, how are locations for games selected in the postseason?
It's playoff time, a postseason in the OHSAA. Highlight site selection. It's playoff. Bowling, lacrosse continue to develop. Highlight their growth and the prospects for girls wrestling, boys volleyball, for example.
You know, I'm lucky when I tell you this because I was on the other side of the table here, I think it was 14 years ago, I believe, when I was president of our board of directors at the time. So I've actually transitioned from a board member to an employee here. Rare, it's like a school board member becoming a principal or a superintendent. But at the time I was president of the board, we adopted bowling. And I was very proud of that. And if you recall, a lot of people at that time thought, bowling? Are you kidding me? It is one of the greatest things that we have adopted. And in the MAC area, the Coldwater area that is so prevalent in that sport, it is one of the greatest thrills to go to state bowling, or for that matter, any bowling match, see kids that probably don't play another sport and the excitement that they have. We have to look out of the box at other sports like that. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to get through some of our rather archaic rules, and where people sometimes talk about things are all about money. They're not all about money. They're about kids. But at the same time, we are a business. So it's difficult sometimes to take on a sport. We get a lot of proposals for archery, trap shooting, bass fishing, and I often claim I would love to manage that sport. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we have proposals out there for girls wrestling. There are 60 schools right now that have girls wrestling.
Wow.
Olentangy Orange in the Columbus area just filled their entire schedule. Now, keeping in mind of those 60 teams, some of them only have one wrestler. I get that. But some have, up to 12 kids. We track that. There is a wrestling tournament this year for girls sponsored by the Coaches Association that we're going hand-in-hand and partnering with. So I see that on the horizon, as well as I do see boys volleyball on the horizon. Mm-hmm. But we have to create a model that is financially sound. I know people don't like to hear that, but to stay in business and do what we're doing for all of our sports, it's a reality.
Yeah, very interesting information. We've seen the media coverage, the declining number of officials, referees, umpires in all sports. How is this problem overcome?
Well, we can do away with everybody's cell phone, number one, so they don't have video replay. That is really hurting. That is really hurting. On any given day after, especially after a tournament contest in anything,
sure.
Video comes to us about a call that was made incorrectly. Probably was. I mean, I don't know of too many games. I was a basketball coach for the bulk of my career and previous career, and I'm sure that officials made mistakes. I always helped them out, but they wouldn't take my advice. When I went back and looked at the calls later, sometimes I was right, sometimes I was wrong. That is really leading to the demise. As far as money goes, it's never going to get wealthy enough for them. That's a challenge, because in the sport of soccer, if you're young, mobile, and in good shape, you're going right to the college level.
Yep.
And
yep.
If you're going right to the college level, you probably know that.
Yep.
And as a result of that, we're unable to really broaden our ranks of that because of that. So those challenges, let alone fan behavior. I think, fan behavior, though, is kind of, an advent of the video replay or the cell phone video and all that. So it's challenging, and we are going to work on a plan to help recruit. I have to say this. New Bremen, where one of our great officials is, Ben Kramer's one of our officials, also a football official, was the first in Ohio to start a class in the schools that teaches officiating. They can get their license.
Oh, like it.
And he has done a wonderful job on that, and we are up to 50 schools that now offer a class for their students.
Good.
Now, many of them are taking the class and they're not following through to get their license. Part of that is money. Part of that is the cost of equipment. So we have to look at that a little bit, how we can help. And the second part of that is we have to retain them. Retaining officials once they get a license is one of the big challenges we have.
Well, as you alluded a moment ago, every referee believes that 100% of the time he's believed to be 50% wrong.
That's a great point. And too, younger officials, it's an advent of Gen X and millennials and everybody else, but, they're in it for a year, and many of them want to do a state tournament game that first year, and if they don't see that reward, they kind of just fade out of it. Not all of them are like that.
Yeah.
But, boy, when I go to a game right now and I see a young official, a very young, I'm just as impressed by them as I am impressed by the older officials on the crew that have brought that young person in and made them part of their crew to train them.
Well, it's a unique side occupation. It's almost got to be in your blood, doesn't it?
It does, and I think, you know, I always tell younger people this, athletes. I talk to them about giving back, and they can give back to their sport by doing that. I also tell them they're probably the most trained to block out crowd noise. So it shouldn't, you know, I think you have to really kind of be part of that somewhere in your career to understand that you have to block it out, that it doesn't mean anything. You perform. Players perform on the court without that crowd noise affecting them. A lot of people don't realize that. So they're well trained going into it.
It's playoff time, a postseason in the OHSAA. Highlight site selection, bowling, lacrosse continue to develop. Highlight their growth and the prospects for girls wrestling, boys volleyball, for example.
You know, I'm lucky when I tell you this because I was on the other side of the table here, I think it was 14 years ago, I believe, when I was president of our board of directors at the time. So I've actually transitioned from a board member to an employee here. Rare, it's like a school board member becoming a principal or a superintendent. But at the time I was president of the board, we adopted bowling. And I was very proud of that. And if you recall, a lot of people at that time thought, bowling? Are you kidding me? It is one of the greatest things that we have adopted. And in the MAC area, the Coldwater area that is so prevalent in that sport, It is one of the greatest thrills to go to state bowling, or for that matter, any bowling match, see kids that probably don't play another sport and the excitement that they have. We have to look out of the box at other sports like that. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to get through some of our rather archaic rules, and where people sometimes talk about things are all about money. They're not all about money. They're about kids. But at the same time, we are a business. So it's difficult sometimes to take on a sport. We get a lot of proposals for archery, trap shooting, bass fishing, and I often claim I would love to manage that sport. But at the same time, we have proposals out there for girls wrestling. There are 60 schools right now that have girls wrestling.
Wow.
Orland Tangi Orange in the Columbus area just filled their entire schedule. Now, keeping in mind of those 60 teams, some of them only have one wrestler. I get that. But some have, up to 12 kids. We track that. There is a wrestling tournament this year for girls sponsored by the Coaches Association that we're going hand-in-hand and partnering with. So I see that on the horizon, as well as I do see boys volleyball on the horizon. Mm-hmm. But we have to create a model that is financially sound. I know people don't like to hear that, but to stay in business and do what we're doing for all of our sports, it's a reality.
Yeah, very interesting information. We've seen the media coverage, the declining number of officials, referees, umpires in all sports. How is this problem overcome?
Well, we can do away with everybody's cell phone, number one, so they don't have video replay. That is really hurting. That is really hurting. On any given day after, especially after a tournament contest in anything,
sure.
Video comes to us about a call that was made incorrectly. Probably was. I mean, I don't know of too many games. I was a basketball coach for the bulk of my career and previous career, and I'm sure that officials made mistakes. I always helped them out, but they wouldn't take my advice. When I went back and looked at the calls later, sometimes I was right, sometimes I was wrong. That is really leading to the demise. As far as money goes, you know, it's never going to get wealthy enough for them. That's a challenge because in the sport of soccer, if you're young, mobile, and in good shape, you're going right to the college level.
Yep.
And
yep.
If you're going right to the college level, you probably know that.
Yep.
And as a result of that, we're unable to really broaden our ranks of that because of that. So those challenges, let alone fan behavior. I think, you know, fan behavior, though, is kind of, you know, an advent of the video replay or the cell phone video and all that. So it's challenging, and we are going to work on a plan to help recruit. I have to say this. New Bremen, where one of our great officials is, Ben Kramer is one of our officials, also a football official, was the first in Ohio to start a class in the schools that teaches officiating. They can get their license.
Oh, like it.
And he has done a wonderful job on that, and we are up to 50 schools that now offer a class for their students.
Good.
Now, many of them are taking the class and they're not following through to get their license. Part of that is money. Part of that is the cost of equipment. So we have to look at that a little bit, how we can help. And the second part of that is we have to retain them. Retaining officials once they get a license is one of the big challenges we have.
Well, as you alluded a moment ago, every referee believes that 100% of the time, he's believed to be 50% wrong.
That's a great point. And you know, too, younger officials, it's an advent of Gen X and millennials and everybody else, but, you know, they're in it for a year, and many of them want to do a state tournament game that first year, and if they don't see that reward, you know, they kind of just fade out of it. Not all of them are like that. Yeah. But, boy, when I go to a game right now and I see a young official, you know, a very young... I'm just as impressed by them as I am impressed by the older officials on the crew that have brought that young person in and made them part of their crew to train them.
Well, it's a unique side occupation. It's almost got to be in your blood, doesn't it?
It does, and I think, you know, I always tell younger people this, athletes. I talk to them about giving back, and they can give back to their sport by doing that. I also tell them they're probably the most trained to block out crowd noise. So it shouldn't. You know, I think you have to really kind of be part of that somewhere in your career to understand that you have to block it out, that it doesn't mean anything. You perform. Players perform on the court without that crowd noise affecting them. A lot of people don't realize that. So they're well trained going into it.
Jerry Snodgrass, Commissioner, Executive Director, easy for me to say, Executive Director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, our guest here at the half of playoff football tonight from St. Mary's. It is Fort Loramie 14 and St. Mary's, easy for me to say again.
Struggling, are you? And it's warm, so you don't have that excuse.
Fort Loramie 14, Marion Local 7. We're about 4 minutes or so away from the start of the third quarter of this game. A lot of fun spending time with Jerry over at the Ohio High School Athletic Association, so accommodating and so articulate about so many topics. I like what he said about officiating, Chuck, so true. He used to coach, and he would question calls, and so many times he was wrong. The calls were correct.
Right.
But everybody in the stands now has got a phone, and video is going on.
Right.
And your second guest is a high school official, just like the officials on television are during college and pro games.
He must not have been great at it, because I spent 30 years on the sideline, and I never missed a call.
Oh, that's funny. 14-7, Fort Loramie leads over Marion Local. We're a few minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Again, New Bremen routing Lima Perry. And New Bremen takes on the winner of this game in a Division 7 regional title game next Saturday night at 7 at a site to be determined. You'd think, Sydney, Piqua, somewhere in that general area?
Would love to go to Piqua, because the stadium is about a mile from my house.
They're serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 is Barker Insurance, which has earned a reputation second to none for many years now. Barker is the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others, you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure on County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including Barker Insurance, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores Broadcast founding sponsor, never could have gotten off the ground in 2006-2007 without the initial support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. Thank you so much, Locale. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Hey, don't forget Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com.
And support the Frisch's restaurants in the Upper Miami Valley. In Troy, Tip City, and Sydney, Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? Up here we go, set to start the third quarter of this game. Fort Loramie will get the ball first. Chuck, extremely impressed here so far tonight with Fort Loramie's outstanding defensive front. It's been splendid.
They've done an outstanding job, and their offensive line has done a pretty good job. They've only gotten to Moore twice, and I know that's two more times than anybody got to him all year, but with the pressure that Marion puts on, that's not bad.
Yeah, defensively, Connor Ratterman, Mac Fortman, Blake Holdhouse, Drew Benanzer up front. Linebackers, Nick Brandewe, Noah Giozzi, Nate Meyer. They have been giving Marion Local's offensive line fits, and that's been a difference in this game, as has the quarterback play. Kickoff return by Fort Loramie to open things here in the third quarter. Brings the ball back out to the 30-yard line. Was that Damon Mesher again?
That was Mesher, yep.
Chuck, I still think a big play. Damon Mesher, Fort Loramie, Peyton Oddie, Marion Local. Or a long heave by Colin Moore or Kyle Muhlenkamp may go a long way to deciding this outcome in the end. Redskins ball from the 30. Colin Moore, 5 yards behind the line, half roll to the left, wants to throw on the run. He can't do it. Everybody's covered, and it's a sack. He decided to run at the last split instant. Marion Local pinched him at the 27. Down he goes. Third sack of Colin. Yep. Only the fourth time he's been sacked in 2 years as the QB for Fort Loramie.
Well, that was a coverage sack because he had time to go through his progression of receivers. Nobody was open.
Beginning 40 seconds of the third quarter, Fort Loramie leads Marion Local 14-7. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Josh Pangalinan, Cross County Conference All-League Center, hovers over the pigskin. Snap to Colin Moore. He throws a quick out in the right flat. Marion Local's got it diagnosed. No way to fit that ball in. Not a chance. Great coverage. Brock Ruhenkamp had flared out to the numbers near sideline in front of the Flyers bench. He didn't have a very good angle on the defensive back. Colin Moore threw it where nobody could catch it, essentially. Well, if he'd shortened up that throw, it might have been picked. Third and 13 for the Redskins at their own 27. Good start to the third quarter defensively from Marion Local. And it's a passing down for the Redskins. They've got a receiver left, one right. Here comes Marion Local with heat. They're coming after the quarterback. It's a middle screen. Marion Local's got that sniffed out too. It's caught by Hoing, and he's banged down at the 29. The play went for a gain of one or two, but Marion Local sizzles defensively to start the second half. So back in deep punt formation is Barhorst for Fort Loramie. Marion Local promises to get pretty good field position. Down by 7, 14-7. First 90 seconds of the third quarter. Low snap, Barhorst just gets it away. And the kick sails to the left off the side of Barhorst's foot. And it may have slanted out of bounds in the area of the midfield stripe.
That's got to be real close.
Let's see where the official marks it for play. He's still walking. He goes from the 145 to the other 45. And the Flyers start at the 46-yard line of Fort Loramie. Redskins have seen Marion Local now get pretty good heat on Barhorst, the Redskins punter.
Yeah, they've gotten good heat on him, and they've gotten good heat on Moore now. That was what they wanted to see if you're a Marion fan to start the second half defensively.
Fired up defense for the Flyers to start the third quarter. And here's the handoff on the plate to Oddie. Oddie, the wingback, took the handoff from Muhlenkamp about 5 or 6 yards behind the line. He went left to right, angled through the interior of Fort Loramie's defense and carved out about 7 yards to the Fort Loramie 39. Second and three for the Flyers. 9:50 left here in the third quarter. 14-7 Fort Loramie. Momentum here to start the second half has shifted the Flyers' way. Unbalanced line. Muhlenkamp up under center. I formation. Toss, sweep to the left to Fleck. He gets on the edge. He's at the 40, 35. Grabbed, pulled down, 33-yard line. First and 10 Flyers. Sam Barhorst came up to make the hit, but Marion Local gets a couple of nice chunks on two plays. About 12 to 13 yards on two runs, and it's a first and 10 at the Fort Loramie 33. Muhlenkamp now in the spread, 5 yards behind the line. He's mixed it up, spread under center all night. Here's a late handoff to Adi. Adi tries to sweep right in. Great penetration by Fort Loramie, which upends him at the 34-35 for a slight loss. Mark Sager, not buffaloed. He stood his ground on defense. Second down, 11 to go for Marion Local. 34-yard line of Fort Loramie. 8:40 left in the third quarter. Redskins cling to a 14-7 lead over the Flyers. Two receivers left, two to the right. Spread formation. Muhlenkamp sends Adi in motion right to left. Muhlenkamp looks left, then right. He throws a bullet down inside the 16-yard line, and a spectacular catch by the receiver, Charles Hillsman of Marion Local. Diving through the air, parallel to the ground. He speared it. Oh, what a clutch by Hillsman. Nifty grab at the 15 of Fort Loramie. That was beautifully done.
That was all hands, boy. That was a heck of a catch.
Uh-huh. Looked like maybe an A.J. Green snag right there. Marion Local on first and 10 from the Fort Loramie 15. Runs Brandon Fleck on a buck right up the gut for a yard or two. Brandon, we stuffed it. Second down, 8.5 to go for Marion Local. Outside the 13 of Fort Loramie. 7:45 to go in the third quarter. Redskins lead by a mere touchdown, 14-7. That's in jeopardy right now. Under center is Hillsman as the Flyers employ the eye. Deep handoff, offensive backfield, running back Fleck, outside right tackle, beats resistance at about the 8 or 9. Down he goes.
Marion's run a lot more plays in Loramie territory than Loramie's run in Marion's territory,
yep,
that's for sure.
Flyers continue to knock on the door. Redskins have turned Marion Local's offense away twice, fairly deep in this end of the field in this game. Redskins have a tall order now. Third down, at least 4 to go for Marion Local. Football resting at about the 8.5 of Fort Loramie. And the Flyers run it. Left guard, it's Grant Meyer. He's hit. The ball splashes to the turf. It's rolling backwards at the 13 or 14, and the Flyers plop on it.
Yeah, he kept it that time, and I'll tell you what. Loramie stayed home. They didn't go for the fake. And he tried to bootleg to the right, and the defense was right there on him.
Boy, Chuck, was that defense extraordinaire by Fort Loramie or what?
That's called staying home.
I thought the ball was delivered to the inside runner. Muhlenkamp kept it, and Fort Loramie was not buffaloed at all. The play wound up going for a loss of 2. Back to a spot just outside the 10, so it's fourth down. Fourth and every bit of 4.5 or 5 needed for the Flyers. They go for it, of course. Muhlenkamp, deep drop, throws a bullet toward the end zone. Deflected by Fort Loramie, 3 yards deep in the end zone, and Hillsman can't get a hand on it. It sails incomplete. Damon Mesher with expert coverage.
And Nate Meyer got a hand on that, so he was either going to be tipped away or picked off.
Fort Loramie's defense, Chuck, has done a job with its back to the wall 3 times in this game tonight.
Yeah, that again, what a great stop by the defense.
Marion Local pounding the football into the red zone, and Fort Loramie's defense is stout and turns the Flyers away.
The offense has got to switch field here. Right now, everything has been played in their end of the field.
Exactly. First and 10, Fort Loramie for the Redskins 10, and it's Nate Meyer trying to hit the middle, bulldozes to the 8 or 9, didn't get back to the line of scrimmage.
Wow.
Fort Loramie with negative yards here in the third quarter. 5:40 to play in the third. 14-7 Fort Loramie. Redskins cannot continue to punt the football from deep in their own end. And
have good enough luck to keep Marion Local off the scoreboard time and time again. Sooner or later, Marion Local is going to push that ball into the end zone. And as Chuck said, the Redskins need to flip the field. Here's Colin Moore rolling left, a little half roll. Looks for a receiver on a safe route. No one available. He tucks it and rams to the 10, maybe slightly over it. Third down, 9-plus to go for Fort Loramie at the Redskins' 10-yard line. 5 minutes left, third quarter. Well, it's a passing down, Chuck, but I'm not sure if you risk it.
Well, you know what? I think you run something safe. Try to find Sager.
And if you have Sager go deep, that means you need time in the offensive backfield, and Marion Local's not going to give Colin Moore that kind of cushion. Moore in the spread on third and 10. He's back at the 5, and I think the Redskins have taken a timeout to think this through. Big play upcoming. Third and 10, Fort Loramie from the Redskins 10. 4.5 to go in the third. Fort Loramie 14, Marion Local 7 on Scores Broadcast.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Here comes Fort Loramie after the timeout to the line of scrimmage. Redskins confront a third and right at 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the Fort Loramie 10. Marion Local has pinned Fort Loramie in here in the second half. Flyer still down 7. Snap to Colin Moore at the 3. Looks up the left sideline for Sager. Sager on the dead run. A leap at the 40. Can't grab it. Incomplete.
About a foot over his head.
I like the play call.
Me too.
Yep. Try to bust the doors down with a big heave in order to get yourself out of the shadow of the goal line.
He was about 3 yards behind the defender. If he caught that, he might have gone.
Yep. Colin arched that one a little heavy, and now Fort Loramie's got to punt from its end zone. Barhorse, two or three strides in the end zone. Flyers have Schwederman and Adi at the 45 to take the punt. The kick by Barhorse is short. Marion Local's got a return at the 44 to the 40. It's Adi, 35, to the sideline. Forced out by Fort Loramie in the area of the 30. Marion Local Flyers continue to hammer away at Fort Loramie's end of the field. 4 minutes left here in the third quarter. Redskins hold on to that precarious 14-7 edge. But the field position game has favored Marion Local all 8 minutes here in the third period. Adi lines up, split 5 yards to the right. Hillsman about 10 yards to the right for Muhlenkamp, who's under center. He rolls that direction. Fires one downfield on the dead run receiver for Marion Local. It's Adi. Got it at the 12. Tripped up from behind at the 10. Beautiful throw by Muhlenkamp. He made up right there for a few he tossed earlier that missed their marks. This one, though, to Adi was splendid.
Yep, it was just over the defender's head and in front of the other defender.
Goal to go, Marion Local at the Fort Loramie 10. Here come the Flyers with the play in from the blue and gold side of the field. Quickly, Marion Local, line of scrimmage, two receivers flank left. Muhlenkamp in the spread. Inside handoff, Grant Meyer. He rams through a hole. He had a crease between left guard and tackle, and he popped to about the 5-yard line. Nick Brandewey helped stuff that play for Fort Loramie. The advance was good for a full 5. Second and goal, Flyers. Ball resting right between the hash marks.
Offensive line for Marion Local tries to get the job done here. Matt Everman, Braden Topp, Troy Mesher, Nathan Ungrun, Zach Bruggeman. Here's a short pass in the right flat by Marion Local's Muhlenkamp. It's caught near the pylon by the receiver. He stretches the ball out. Good for a touchdown. Fine throw by Muhlenkamp, who really came alive on that short series.
Yeah, he did a nice job. That was a nice fake to the left, bootleg right, and threw a nice ball.
Charles Hillsman picked it off for Marion Local. And the Flyers are back within a point, 14-13. Here's Klosterman for the kick to try to even the count. Oh, these PATs are mighty important. Just ask Archbold and Liberty Center last night. Liberty Center lost by one to Archbold. The boot by Klosterman is pounded home. He's got it. We're deadlocked. Fort Loramie 14, Marion Local 14. 3.5 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. 3:31 left to be played here in the third quarter. Marion Local kept knocking on the door thanks to great field position in the first 8.5 minutes of this period, and finally punched in a touchdown, added the extra point to tie up this game. We're even, 14 apiece. Kickoff, Marion Local, returned by Fort Loramie's Mesher from the 8, right back up the middle. Good coverage by Marion Local, but Mesher breaks out of a log jam at the 28-yard line and surges to the 34.
Well, this is the best field position that Loramie's had since probably midway through the second quarter.
Exactly. And without a doubt, by 15 yards or more to spare, the best in the second half. But the Redskins need to get a drive going. Negative yardage net for Fort Loramie in the third quarter, and not a first down.
No, they had five. They had negative four rushing and 1 yard passing.
Wow. Two receivers to the right for Colin Moore. He's got a back, Nate Meyer alongside. Here's Colin looking. Oh, it's a nice little slant between the cornerback and safety out over the 40 to the 42. Catch is made by Eilerman of Fort Loramie. Logan Eilerman snatched it. He's just a freshman. Good reception by him. He was not contested by Marion Local. Available on that play. And that's a nice plus 7.5 on first down.
Well, a lot of times, especially when you got a receiver like Sager, you can get your tight end open. And they've had him open twice, missed him the first time, got him there.
Tackle by Blake Schwederman of Marion Local. Here's a pass thrown by Colin Moore just as he's hit. 6 or 7 yards behind the line. He lost it down the right side for Mesher. Mesher's blanketed. The ball flies wildly over his head out of bounds. Heat on Colin Moore caused the errant pass. Marion Local is fired up. 3rd and 3 for Fort Loramie. Big play. Final 2:45 of the third quarter. Game tied at 14. Let's see what is up the sleeve of head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie right here. Two receivers left, two to the right. We've got 4, 5, 6 down linemen. Here comes Marion Local after Moore. He throws it the right flat, caught in the backfield, and then the Redskin receiver makes a man miss, makes another man miss. Down the right side goes Damon Mesher. He flies to the 30, 25, 20. It's a big gainer. Finally bumped out at the 21-yard line. Chucka made the comment before the start of the third quarter. Eventually, a playmaker on one of these two teams, Mesher or Adi, was going to make a big play, and Mesher was hemmed in, it seemed like, about the line of scrimmage. And he did a juke on a couple of players from Marion Local, and away he went.
Made a guy miss and maybe got away with a block in the back.
And the play went for about, what, 40-some?
38.
38 yards. Here's Fort Loramie's Meyer. Nate bullies his way outside right tackle. Got forward progress to about the 17-and-a-half. Line of scrimmage was the 21-and-a-half. It's a gain of 4. Second down and 6 for Fort Loramie. 2:19 to go here in the third quarter. It was an innocent-looking play to Damon Mesher, but it was designed for Damon to in space to make people miss.
It was. It was also designed to pick up about 5 yards on a first down.
And he got about 30 more.
Yeah, he only got 33 more than that.
Three receivers to the left for Colin Moore. Ball in the near hash. Colin, short half roll to the left. Looks back to the right. In the end zone. It is deflected by Marion Local. Nearly intercepted. And then on the rebound, Fort Loramie had a shot at it. Sager, 3 or 4 yards deep. Ooh, boy, Colin Moore threw toward traffic.
Well, it was a design play to throw back. Yeah. He didn't look, and Marion was all over the receiver.
Yeah, Colin.
They got a break.
Yeah, Moore looked left just briefly, trying to send the secondary for Marion Local at least a half step other direction. But the Flyers were not tricked. Third down and 6 to go for Fort Loramie. Inside the 18 of Marion Local. Colin Moore's in trouble. He makes a late delivery in the offensive backfield. His pass is deflected. It's trapped by Marion Local at the 15-yard line. It's ruled incomplete. Flyers thought they had the intercept, but it was reeled in on a bounce by a defensive back, Carson Griesdorn, and Fort Loramie now is going to try a field goal, but Mac Fortman, this is going to be a monster. Every bit of 35, 36 yards.
From the 17, it's going to be a 35-yarder.
A little bit from right to left. Ball will be spotted on the near hash. Fortman, a straight-on left-footed kicker. Ball is snapped back good. Kick is blocked. Marion Local gets it at the 17, and they're going to run it down the near sideline. A return of 22 yards over the 40. A minute 40 left in the third. Momentum favoring Marion Local. It swung back and forth each way here in the last couple minutes. First down Flyers over their own 40. Under 2 to play in the third quarter. Oh, that was a big, big play right there. I think Fortman's got the leg, Chuck. Trajectory a bit low. Good penetration.
Well,
the Flyers.
And that's the problem. The Flyers have been getting penetration on all their kicks. So that was a scary proposition right there. And look, Marion got exactly what they wanted out of it.
That's a good point. Every Fort Loramie punt has been challenged. Here is Muhlenkamp, 5 yards behind the line. He wants to go down the left side of the field. He does, 3 yards inbounds. The receiver on his knee catches for Marion Local. The play is good to the 49 of Fort Loramie. Ball was hauled in on the play by Hillsman of Marion Local. Sager on the soft coverage. First and 10 Flyers, 49 of Fort Loramie. Final, a minute 20 of the third. Marion Local and Fort Loramie even at 14. We got two tight ends. Muhlenkamp, it's a design run. Outside left tackle, bounces it, springs his way downfield for 5 or 6. Upended on the play by Fort Loramie's Hank Ruhenkamp, but not before Muhlenkamp garnered 6. The new line of scrimmage is at the 44 of Fort Loramie. Flyers can get a first down at the 39-and-a-half. Final 40 seconds, third quarter of play. Third period belonged to Marion Local. Flyers, two receivers right. Muhlenkamp, quick hitter, gives it to Grant Meyer. He stretches out to the 42. Knee down at more like the 42-and-a-half. Blake Holdhouse on the tackle for Fort Loramie. It's going to be third down for the Flyers. 3 to go for a first down. And Marion Local may wait until the start of the fourth before running this play. Third quarter winding down. That'll do it. from here at St. Mary's. Division 7 regional semifinal, Fort Loramie 14, Marion Local 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG, American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on your phone for high school sports in the upper Miami Valley. A 14-14 tie. Marion Local has the football at the 42 of Fort Loramie. We start the fourth quarter, third down, about 2.5 to 3 yards to go for a first down for the Flyers. Thanks to AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, one of our underwriting sponsors, along with Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, and Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Here's the handoff on the play by the quarterback, Muhlenkamp, to Adi. He tries to turn the corner left end. Great pursuit by Fort Loramie. Down he goes. He lost a couple.
I was going to say, I would think that they might have gone for it if he would have picked up a couple of yards there, the way their defense is playing. But after losing, I think the punt is probably in order.
Yep, fourth down and every bit of four, close to five to go for the Flyers. As Marion Local again plays the field position game and will punt it. Fleck back inside his own 45, strides forward, very high kick. Damon Mesher runs away from it, hopes the ball bounces into the end zone, and it does.
He got a break.
Oh, yes, indeed.
That was well played by Damon.
Yep, fortuitous for the Redskins. He decoyed a little bit, acted as if he'd make the fair catch. Ball lit on the ground inside the 10, and kicked big time into the end zone. 43 seconds gone, fourth quarter. Game tied at 14, and with the exception, Chuck, of the short pass, long run play turned in by Damon Mesher, Fort Loramie's done nothing offensively in the second half.
They had 48 yards in the third quarter, 38 of those on one play.
Meanwhile, Muhlenkamp has really warmed up for Marion Local.
He was 4 of 5 in the third quarter.
Here come the Redskins to the line of scrimmage. We had five down linemen by Marion Local. Colin Moore fakes the inside handoff and runs around the right end. Marion Local chases him down from the backside at the 23. Outstanding hustle on the play by Brandon Fleck, linebacker for Marion Local. Forward progress for Colin. Good enough for four. Second down and six. 24-yard line of the Redskins. Under 11 to go in this game. Tied at 14. Great crowd here at St. Mary's for this Division 7 regional semifinal. I'd say every bit of 4,500 here.
Good crowd.
In excess of 2,000 on both sides. Here's Colin Moore, short drop, arches a bomb, middle of the field, no one home, and Marion Local drops the pick at the 45. My goodness gracious, Peyton Noddy had a pop fly and over-the-shoulder catch and let it go through his fingers.
There was obviously miscommunication because there was three Rough Riders, I'm in St. Mary's. There was three Flyers next to the ball. There was nobody from Loramie within 20 yards of it.
And the throw landed right in the Rough Riders logo.
See, that's what threw me off.
Here come the Redskins to the line of scrimmage, facing a third and six at their own 24. Sager and Brandoe split. Short drop by Colin Moore. No one available. He's going to run the football. He dropped it, picked it up, dances around right end. What a fine ad-lib play by Colin Moore.
That was kind of a scoop and go for about 9 or 10 yards. A big first down pickup.
Yeah, that was a nice job.
Ball marked for play at the 33 as he skipped for 9. Out of bounds, stopping the clock, 10:22 to go in the game. Fort Loramie has found first downs hard to come by in the second half.
Well, they had 5 at the half. They got 7 now.
Colin Moore, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Little jab step to the left. He wants to run it, keeps it. Look at the penetration by Marion Local, which subdues Moore back at the 31, a minus 2 or 3. Good play. Defensive lineman Ungren in there for Marion Local. And a fine effort by Trent Plyman and LB as well. They put the double whammy on Colin Moore, did not let him out of their sights. Second down and 12, Fort Loramie at the Redskins 31. Fort Loramie in the huddle, a lengthy time here. 5 seconds on the play clock, second and 12. In motion, Damon Mesher, fake to him. Deep drop by Colin Moore, middle screen. Marion Local's all over it, caught by Fort Loramie at the 34, and there's the receiver is dragged down right now.
That's either 56 or 58. 58.
Nate Meyer caught it. Matt Everman, defensive end, stayed at home and made the play. Small advance of only 4 or so. Third and 8 for the Redskins. Boy, these defenses have made plays all night, Chuck.
They have.
Defending offensive plays, which you think might generate big yards.
Well, some of them look like they're about to, like that one did, but it did not. That was well played.
Here's Colin Moore, short drop in the pocket with time. Fires, middle of the field, Damon Mesher, spectacular catch. Oh, my goodness. Was that Damon Mesher? It was, yes. 2-2, 22, leaped high in the air at the 50-yard line amidst a trio of blue shirts, and he snatched the football well off the ground and came down with it. Athletic play by Mesher. Wow. That was a beaut. Didn't think Damon had a chance, Chuck, to haul that one in.
And that was a third down. That was a heck of a play by Mesher to keep it going.
Glue fingered reception by Mesher.
Kid's only a sophomore.
Yes, on a springboard. He took off up in the air and made a great catch. Colin Moore, quarterback draw on first down. He wedges forward for 2. 8:16 to go here in the fourth quarter. Second down and 9, Fort Loramie at the Marion Local 47. We're tied at 14. Redskins 14, Flyers 14. Marion Local scored first. Fort Loramie scored twice in the span of 3 minutes. Late first quarter, early second, led at the half. Marion Local tied the game up beyond the midway point of the third. Here's Colin Moore with a flat pass. It is caught by Damon Mesher. No, it's in his hands and out. Ruled incomplete. And Fort Loramie benefits from that being an incompletion.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it's a fumble, it's a scoop and score of 45 yards by Marion Local.
Well, if he catches it and they tackle him right there, it was a loss of about 6.
Right.
So either way, it was a negative play.
Third down for the Redskins. 9 to go for a first down at the 47. Well, Fort Loramie has accomplished flipping the field somewhat on this possession with a couple of first downs, moving it into Marion Local territory. Colin Moore rolling out to the right on third and long. Fires a bullet right to a Marion Local defender at the 40. It's in his chest. He clings to it. Interception. Flyers possession. 42-yard line. Bad throw by Colin Moore, who didn't see the defensive back, Blake Schwederman, who jumped in front of the Redskins receiver.
They ran their last two pass plays to the right, and they had Sager lined up wide to the left. Boy, I would try to find. And they're one-on-one with Sager. I'm not sure they can check him one-on-one.
Yep, the Flyers have the football in good field position. And Fort Loramie turns it over. Redskins, at minimum, would have liked for that to have been a misfire and incompletion and a punt. But not getting the benefit of the punt deep into Marion Local territory. And the Flyers have the ball 7 yards short of midfield. Inside handoff, it goes to Fleck. He finds an avenue, a crease. He zips through it to the 49. He registers 6 or 7 on the play. 7:20 left here in the fourth quarter. Game tied at 14. Second down, 4 yards to go for the Flyers at their own 49. Big mistake by Fort Loramie on the last third down play in Marion Local's end of the field. And now the Flyers have the football just short of the 50. Final 7 minutes of this contest. Muhlenkamp under center. Fakes the deep handoff. No, gives it to the first man through. He's got a big hole. He barges to the 45. It's Grant Meyer toppled at the 40. 11 or 12 yards on the play. Sager in the secondary made the stop. But, boy, the offensive line for Marion Local did the job on that play. It was a quick hitter. And Braden Topp and Troy Mesher and Nathan Ungren opened up a huge cavity. First and 10 Flyers, Redskins 40. Whoops, we got movement by Marion Local's Adi.
A little flinch. Been a well played. That was only the third penalty on Marion, and Lormie's only got one.
6:37 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Keep in mind, Klosterman is a very good field goal kicker for Marion Local. His boot was decisive in the 17-14 win over Anna. Line of scrimmage now, the Fort Loramie 45. Flyers must reach the 30 for a first down. Muhlenkamp behind the line, 5 yards. It's a low snap. He digs it off the ground, fires middle from the Redskins 45 with 6:13 to go in the game. Tied at 14. Two receivers each way for Muhlenkamp. Again, the snap is on the ground. Here's a quick slant for Adi, and it's wild high at the 36. Tell you what, the timing on these pass plays is a little disrupted because Muhlenkamp's not getting it from center clean.
It makes a difference when you got to go down to your ankles and get the ball before you step up and throw, especially a timing pass like a slant.
Sure, because you as the quarterback want to spot your receiver in a hurry.
It's a catch and throw.
And unleash that football. So it's third down and 15 for Marion Local from the 45 of Fort Loramie. Clock halted at 6:10 to go in the fourth. Game even up at 14 each. Muhlenkamp's got four receivers. He dropped the football again. Rolls right. Fires. Fort Loramie a leaping interception.
Wow.
At the 37-yard line.
Sager.
Mark Sager. Sager speared it. Boy, the throw by Muhlenkamp was ill-advised. The snap was back to him knee-high. It went to the turf. He gobbled it up, and he threw the ball kind of stumbling.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, it's still an excellent interception by Sager. He laid himself out and caught that with his hands.
And Marion Local doesn't get the fourth down to punt the ball deep.
Right.
Interception by Fort Loramie. Far better field position. Out at the Redskins, 37. 6 minutes to go in the game. Tied at 14. Here's Colin Moore looking, throwing. Oh, short pass. Nice route by Brandewey at the 41. He turns and rips his way to the 47 or 8. No, it was Mesher who snatched it. New line of scrimmage over the 47-yard line. First down, a gain of an even 10. Well done on first and 10 for Fort Loramie. Moore wants to throw again, and this one might have been deflected in the right flat up to the 50-yard line. I think a touch was made on that by an on-charging defensive lineman. That was Drew Seitz, who might have gotten a piece of it for Marion Local to disturb that throw. Second and 10, Redskins at their own 47. 5:47 left in the fourth. Redskins have turned to the forward pass here now, Chuck.
Well, they've not been able to run the ball at all. So
nope. Receivers flank both ways. Short drop by Colin Moore. It's a quick slant, and it's caught by Fort Loramie at the 45. It's Mesher on the loose at the 40. Breaks a tackle. Another inside the 35. Nailed from behind at the 34. Good timing route. Redskins in business inside the 35 of Marion Local with 5:36 to go in the fourth quarter. Fleck, a big tackle on that last play. Nice timing route. Colin Moore finding 2-2 Damon Mesher. Marion Local with its odd front. Now bunches five defensive linemen up as Fort Loramie runs up the middle. It's Nate Meyer
dragging one flyer with him for a yard or two, and that is all. Tackle on the play by Brandon Topp, the nose for the Marion Local Flyers, as he threw a lasso around the legs of Nathan Meyer of Fort Loramie. Second and nine at the Flyers 33. Man in motion who gets the ball, swerving left end, it's Mesher, cuts it back, reverses field, 25, hurdles a would-be tackler at the 20. He's down right there. He's got the first down. That play goes for about 13 or 14.
This is a crucial drive. They need to put points here now.
4:42 to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 14, Marion Local 14. Redskins driving, trying to break the tie.
I'll tap into my sensitive side. What a beautiful moon out there tonight.
Isn't it, though? It's about a 60%er.
Yep, gold and beautiful.
Partially shaded at the top. Handoff, Fort Loramie, running play outside right tackle. And the ball carrier, Nate Meyer, is upended. He goes flying in the air at the 15, but he carved out five big ones on first down. Tackle on the play by Everman of Marion Local. Fort Loramie's offensive line getting it done right now, Chuck. No question about it. We'll highlight the Skins up front in a minute. Second and five, Redskins, Fort Loramie crowd cheering across the way. Redskins bench is up in unison, 3:48 to go, fourth quarter. Second and five, Fort Loramie, Flyers 15. Handoff, Colin Moore, left tackle, ball carrier, Hoing. He's got breathing room. He sprints his way to the 10, 5, over, touchdown. It was Nate Meyer, not Max Hoing. Again, just as we gave kudos to Fort Loramie's offensive front, Chuck, it did the job once more.
Boy, they opened up a hole, and he didn't get touched to the end zone.
That was
24 yards.
A big bolt to the end zone by Fort Loramie. I think it was 15. Line of scrimmage was the 15, wasn't it?
I bet 24.
Oh, maybe I was in error. Big extra point try by Fortman. His left foot swings.
Shoot, good.
And it's a dandy right in the middle. Center cut. Fort Loramie 21. Marion Local 14. 3:38 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Fort Loramie underwriting sponsors, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A, Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at Tom and Jerry's, tomjerrys.com. Well, Fort Loramie with a great drive that traveled about 65 yards and took several minutes off the clock. Here's a pop-up kickoff by Fortman down to the 27, and Marion Local gets on the edge on the return all the way back out to the 45. Fort Loramie simply giving up far too much real estate on kickoff coverage.
Well, I mean, I think, for one thing, his leg is not... last night we watched Luthman kick the ball out of the end zone a dozen times for Anna.
Yep.
And that was not a bad. I mean, he kicked it up in the air. The coverage just didn't get down the field.
Up now, the Flyers have got a first and 10 at their own 45. Marion Local's been blessed with super field position here in the second half, but has recorded just 7 points. 21-14 Fort Loramie. 3:28 to go, fourth quarter. Play action. Muhlenkamp, first down, middle of the field. Receiver leaping. It is Hillsman at the 48 of Fort Loramie, and then he wiggles for 3 extra yards and a first down. Play good for 10 from 1:45 to the other. Clock moving. What's the timeout situation?
3 and 2.
Yep, Fort Loramie's used one. Marion Local has got all three. It's full complement of 3 available.
Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 45-yard line. Trips to the right for the quarterback, Muhlenkamp. Inside handoff, Grant Meyer. He meets resistance at the 44, fights off a tackler, and falls to the 42.5. Second down, 7 or 8 to go for a first down for Marion Local.
4 flags in this game. I'm impressed by the officiating. Let the kids play. There's not been anything obvious that last night there was an incredible block in the back they didn't call.
Well-played game. Both clubs extremely well coached.
Yep.
Each team disciplined. Limited fouls in this contest. Play action. Muhlenkamp. Big drop. 12 yards behind the line. Nearly sacked. Fort Loramie almost got him. He breaks the tackle. Stays on his feet. Breaks the line of scrimmage. Stumbles. Staggers. 41-40. Down at the 39.
Boy, he did a great job of not losing about 15 yards on that play.
Oh, what a play by Muhlenkamp as he managed to outmaneuver 3 white jerseys in the offensive backfield. Nearly collared way back at his own 48, and he wound up finishing the play at the 38.5 of Fort Loramie, 3rd and 3.5 coming up. The Flyers take a break. 21-14 Fort Loramie, late in the fourth. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional service. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through our company website at TomJerry's.com. Or call Mike at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com.
3rd and 3 for Marion Local from the Fort Loramie 39, and the quarterback, Muhlenkamp, telegraphs a pass down the right sideline, and Sager breaks it up.
Yep, Sager had a shot at picking that one off, and that would have ended the game.
4th and 3 now for Marion Local, just inside the 39 of Fort Loramie. Actually, it's closer to 3.5 or 4 to go for a first down. Scoreboard clock reads 2:45 to go, 4th quarter, 21-14 Fort Loramie. Play of the night, deep drop, Muhlenkamp. Screen, left flat, caught by Marion Local. He gets a block. It is Fleck at the 36, upended at the 34. He got 5, a yard to spare.
Wow.
It's a big conversion of first down on 4th down by the Flyers.
That was quite a call right there.
Zeroing in on 2 minutes. 3 receivers to the right. Looked like a man in motion for Marion Local. Maybe a timeout Flyers who elect to use their second.
Loramie called it.
No, Fort Loramie gets the timeout, and they've got 1 left. 1 minute, 58 seconds to go in the game. Redskins cling to a 7-point edge on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at St. Mary's. Oh, what a thrilling, entertaining Division 7 regional semifinal. The winner takes on New Bremen next Saturday night at 7. It is sight to be determined, right here at St. Mary's. Fort Loramie leads Marion Local by a touchdown, 21-14. Just under 2 to play in this game. Flyers have a 1st and 10 at the Fort Loramie 34. Muhlenkamp has a back, Fleck alongside. Muhlenkamp wants to throw all the way. He's being harassed in the pocket. He's flushed out. He's going to throw back across the grain. He's hit as he pitches. It bounces to a Fort Loramie defender downfield at the 20. Boy, the Redskins continue to try to chase down this quarterback, Muhlenkamp, who's been pretty elusive for Marion Local.
Well, they did a nice job in the secondary that time because he had some time to throw it, and then they finally got some pressure on him and forced him out of the pocket.
Now, keep in mind, this QB has now thrown 11 picks on the year, one tonight, 10 coming into the game.
12 would be really good for Loramie right now.
Trips to the right for Muhlenkamp. It's a passing down. He's back at the 45. Plenty of opportunity. He's being chased out of the pocket again. Throws middle of the field behind a receiver. No good at the 29. He tried to hit Heitkamp out of the backfield belatedly. Had he caught it, he was surrounded. But Muhlenkamp was simply off balance, Chuck. Tough throw to make, running left and arching it back the other direction.
Yeah, that's a tough play right there.
Third and 10, Marion Local, line of scrimmage. The Fort Loramie 34, a minute 42 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 21, Marion Local 14. Here come the Flyers hustling up to the line of scrimmage. Four on the play clock. Snap to Muhlenkamp. 8 yards behind the line. It's an out pattern to a receiver. He leaps and catches at the 33, but he's drilled. Damon Mesher popped him.
Ruinkamp. 26.
Wow, yeah. What a play by Hank.
That was outstanding.
Give all the credit in the world to Hank Ruinkamp. He was Johnny on the spot as he hit Charles Hillsman right now. The play goes for a plus two. That's it.
That's it. Yep, he got nothing out of that.
Redskins limited to just two. Marion Local utilizing a timeout.
Yep, one left.
One left for the Flyers. Fourth and eight coming up. A few plays ago, Marion Local converted a fourth and four and a half.
Yep, well, now we got fourth and eight, or fourth and seven.
New line of scrimmage is going to be the 31.5. Yeah, it's a little closer to seven, somewhere between seven and eight needed for a first down for the Flyers. With a minute 33 to go here in the fourth quarter, the outcome of this game, Chuck, riding on this play.
Yep. Well, I mean, it is for Marion.
Yes.
But for Loramie, you still have a chance to play defense unless they score on this. But for Marion, this is the last play.
What do you do? Do you pick your poison and put all kinds of heat on the quarterback?
They haven't gotten to him yet. I think you go ahead and you play contain and you do it. Try to keep the receivers in front of you.
Right. Because even if a completion is made and a tackle is pretty quickly accomplished, Marion Local would still have to execute maybe 20, 25 yards in the final minute.
Right.
Here we go. Fourth and seven. Marion Local, 31.5 of Fort Loramie. Snap to Muhlenkamp. Deep drop to the left. Fires back middle of the field. A receiver for Marion Local in the far hash. Reaches up and hangs on. Good catch at the 20. It's Hillsman with a first down. Marion Local. Very fortuitous drive. Fine play calling. Good execution. Flyers get first down twice on fourth down. First and 10, 20 of Fort Loramie. A minute 12 to go in the game. Here's Muhlenkamp rolling left. Fires. Here's an out receiver angling toward the sideline. A one-hand catch at the 13. Tackle made down at the 9. Goal to go, Flyers. Scoreboard clock still reads 71 seconds to go here in the fourth.
Yeah, clock's not really a factor.
Nope. Fort Loramie 21, Marion Local 14. Flyers with a timeout left. Could afford to run it once. They don't. Low snap to Muhlenkamp. 12 yards deep behind the quarterback, or I should say behind the center. Rifles corner of the end zone. Busted up by Fort Loramie.
Yep.
That one had no chance.
Yep, that was Mesher.
And I tell you what, Muhlenkamp took a pop as he delivered the football.
Knocked his shoelace loose. He's having a tight shoe.
And Fort Loramie had bodies in his face. And you can't believe that Marion Local would run the ball. They do have a timeout left, but I can't imagine they'll run once.
I wouldn't think so.
In the final three plays.
They've not run it very well tonight, so.
Nope. Just over a minute to play here in the fourth quarter. And we've got a timeout called, a sideline warning against Fort Loramie. 66 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Marion Local with a second and goal from the Fort Loramie 9. Here come the Flyers to the line of scrimmage. We've got Adi and Hillsman split wide right. A snap is low to the quarterback, Muhlenkamp, who rolls right, hits a receiver at the 5. He's hit hard, breaks a tackle, and gets over for a touchdown. Fort Loramie had him dead to rights at the 5-yard line, and it was well done by Peyton Adi. He broke the tackle, kept the legs kicking, and slipped away to the end zone for 6 to make it 21-20.
Well, I tell you what, that was Sager that had him, and he will make that play 99 out of 100 times.
Yep, Sager had him waist high. Give all the credit in the world to Adi of Marion Local. He would not go down. Sager pounced on him at the 5-yard line after the ball was received, and Mark couldn't drop him. Extra point try, Klosterman for the tie. A minute to go. Kick is on its way. It looks like a good one. It is. We're even up. Fort Loramie 21, Marion Local 21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com.
Well, a fine throw by Muhlenkamp. Good catch by Adi, but an even better run after catch.
Right. He broke the tackle of Sager and got in the end zone.
9-yard touchdown score by Marion Local.
Converted 2 fourth downs on that drive. So, I mean, give him credit.
At Marion Local with a great offensive thrust down the field here at the end of the game, getting it done in the last couple minutes. Got the ball with just over, 3 to go, right around that mark?
Looked like a team that might have won 10 state championships in the last 20-some years.
Oh, you talk about experience and composure. Marion Local displayed it on that drive, scoring on a 9-yard touchdown pass and run with a minute left in the fourth quarter. Kickoff return, Fort Loramie weaving his way up the right side as Mesher. He's cornered at the 29, falls ahead to the 30. So the Redskins have it, 30-yard line in Fort Loramie's end. We're tied at 21. You certainly don't try anything too risky at this point.
You got one timeout, so you run, you do something on first down and see how many yards you get to see whether you want to use that timeout or not. I think you play for overtime at this point.
53 seconds to go in this game. We're tied at 21. Fort Loramie won the first half 14-7. Marion Local has won the second half 14-7. Here's Colin Moore, 5 yards behind the line. He gives it off on the play to Nate Meyer. He rams to the 32. That's it. Clock runs. And it looks like we are set for a thrilling OT. New Bremen waiting for the winner. Regional championship next Saturday night at 7 at a site to be determined.
After playing Lima Perry, they're probably already at home in bed.
Oh, yeah, New Bremen wound up with a great draw. The 8 seed got New Miami as the 1 seed in round 1, KO'd them. And then New Bremen belted Lima Perry tonight. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. 12, 11, 10, clock winding down. Snap back to Colin Moore. He goes to a knee at the 26. And we are headed to overtime. Fort Loramie 21, Marion Local 21. Here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelette.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything
everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Well, thanks so much to our great audience tonight here on ScorersBroadcast.com. We've still got 4,500 people in the stands here at St. Mary's, and we've probably got 2,500 IP addresses still hooked up to us.
Anybody who walked away from this one's missing a dandy.
We head to overtime, 21-21 all tied. Fort Loramie led in this game, 21-14, with a touchdown, an extra point, with just over 3 minutes left. And Marion Local, following a very short kickoff by Fort Loramie, went 55 yards in a little better than 2 minutes, converting first down twice on fourth down plays. And then on second and goal from the 9, scored on a flat pass thrown down to about the 5 or 6, and then a broken tackle by Adi of Marion Local. He scooted into the end zone. Extra point try. Klosterman was in the middle, and that tied this thing up at 21 apiece. Biggest lead in this game, 7. Marion Local's had a 7-point lead. Fort Loramie's had a 7-point lead on 2 occasions. And we have the coin toss before the overtime getting set to take place. This will determine at which end we play the OT and who gets the ball initially.
If you win the toss, you always choose to play defense because you want to know what you need.
Exactly. Yep. If you win the toss, you go on offense secondly. You let the other team go on offense initially.
Then if it's still tied, then they alternate.
Right. Oh, what a game. Thanks to our tremendous ScoresBroadcast.com sponsors. They've been with us all year during this football season, and we've had a number of really exciting games, many close ones. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. It offers the highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. We're priced to fit your budget with finance options and easy application. That's Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney can also find you a perfect-fitting mattress by using the new innovative support report system. Come in, try it out. You'll feel results. Visit our showroom with hundreds of room layouts, new inventory of furniture, always on display. Goffney Furniture, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Well, we travel down to the south end of the St. Mary's Stadium, and that's where the overtime will take place. And I think Fort Loramie's on offense first. Did Marion Local win the toss?
No, they won the toss, and they're playing defense. So it's Marion gets the ball first.
Flyers possession initially.
Normally, like in a college game, you pick the end where, if you're the visiting team, you want to stay away from the really loud, where all the fans are. But in high school, there's no fans in either end, so it doesn't really matter.
And unlike the college game, which starts, what, out of the 25?
25, yeah.
Right. High school, we begin at the 20.
Right.
You get a set of 4 downs. You can make a first down, obviously, at the 10. And the team with more points at the end of a possession each way wins the initial overtime. Of course, it could wind up still deadlocked. Here's Marion Local from the 20. Trips to the right. 21-21 tie. Low, Shinai snap to Muhlenkamp. Way back at the 30. Wants to throw. Uh-oh. Fort Loramie's going to track him down. It's a sack. Way back at the 28.
That was going to be, it was a fake to the right, and he was going to throw left. I didn't catch the number, but Loramie had it eaten up on that side. He had nowhere to throw the football.
Oh, my. That was a filthy play, but Fort Loramie outsmarted Marion Local with great D.
And I'm almost positive that was Max Hoing that ran with the receiver after he saw what was coming.
Yep. Well done to Max Hoing. And that appeared to be Giozzi in there on the sack of the quarterback, Muhlenkamp.
And needing about 17 yards here on this play is Marion Local, which tries a sprint draw to Dylan Heitkamp, and he's met hard at the 27. Down he goes. He's decked right there. Third and 17 or 18 to go for Marion Local at its own, or I should say at the Fort Loramie 28 here in overtime. The Flyers can get a first down. Down at the 10, it's third and 18. If you're Marion Local, you want to get a chunk of it right now in this play.
Right. I mean, because if you want to take a shot at a field goal right now, it would be a long one.
Two receivers each way. Muhlenkamp strolling right. Looks end zone. High archer for Fleck. It is busted up. A great deflection in the end zone by Fort Loramie.
Wow. And still almost caught.
Yep. Getting a hand on it was Sager. He was back there for Fort Loramie. Also, Ruinkamp in the area for the Redskins. But that football wasn't deflected well enough. It got just beyond Sager. Fortunately, the ball popped about a half step too far for the receiver, Kemper, for Marion Local. Incomplete, 4 yards deep in the end zone.
Now they need a fourth down stop.
Fourth down for Marion Local, 18 yards to go from the Fort Loramie 28 in the overtime. Deep drop, quarterback Muhlenkamp looks middle of the field, fires a bullet, and it's a leaping catch by Marion Local at the 6 yard line. Holy cow, it's Fleck on the reception, and that is the third fourth down conversion for a first down by Marion Local in the last 2.5 to 3 minutes.
Well, what are you going to say? It's what good teams do. The coverage was not bad.
No, Flyers threw into coverage, middle of the field, between the hash marks, and beautifully done by the receiver, who simply threw up a shield between the football and the defenders. And here is Marion Local running right up the gut. Grant Meyer might be a hold on Marion Local, no gain.
That's normally from that official throwing, it's going to be a hold.
And, of course, Fort Loramie will accept. And now it's going to be up to Marion Local to pull it off again. They're back at the 15.
Well,
can the Flyers generate a conversion into the end zone? Of course, now they are within Klosterman's field goal range.
Right. Now all they need to do is just get it down to fourth down and then pick it up.
Line of scrimmage, the 15 of Fort Loramie. Goal to go situation. Marion Local has been uncanny at getting first downs on fourth down here late in the game and in overtime. Deep drop. Muhlenkamp whips a pass right flat.
Wow.
It's intended for Fleck out of the backfield at the 12. He's hammered. Ruinkamp put a shoulder into him and shook it free.
That's about the third time that he's hit the receiver right when the ball got there. Great defense.
I tell you what, Fort Loramie's hits have been blistering. Overtime. It's third down. Marion Local, line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 15. I said third down. I should say second. The penalty walked Marion Local back.
Yep.
But they saved the down. Flyers coming in with the play. Play clock is down to 3-2. Marion Local will have to hustle up to get it off, and they use their overtime timeout. Oh, 21-21 tie. When we come back, Marion Local in overtime has a second and goal from the Fort Loramie 15. No score in the OT. We're deadlocked at 21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Oh, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a new underwriting sponsor, Hoing & Hoing Builders, McCartyville Road, Indiana. So many thanks to Hoing & Hoing, a new underwriting sponsor. It has served the Shelby County area and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on the client's lot or any of our Hoing and Hoing lots located northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. We also offer our services at Hoing and Hoing for home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. Hoing and Hoing Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna, new underwriting sponsor on Scores Broadcast. Here comes Marion Local, second and goal from the 15 of Fort Loramie in overtime. The quarterback is roaming to his right. It's Muhlenkamp with a read option. He pitches, and the ball carrier is hammered back at the 18.
Sager, boy, that was a picture-perfect tackle right there.
Sager made up right there for the missed tackle right on the local touchdown. As Sager popped the young man on the pitch, it was Fleck trying to get the corner turned. He had no chance. Diagnosed well by Fort Loramie. Third and goal, Marion Local from the Fort Loramie 18-yard line. We are in overtime. No score in the OT. Fort Loramie yet to get the ball. We're tied at 21. Flyers feature three receivers left. Muhlenkamp rolls that way, and I think we've had a legal procedure on the Flyers. No, a timeout, Fort Loramie. And Chuck, let's keep it right here and continue to chit-chat. We'll highlight one of our fine underwriting sponsors, Brookins in Fort Loramie. Got that pork chop special tonight, but I tell you what, it might be gone.
They're gone. It's 9:30.
Try one of the many savory sandwiches at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Cheesy and meaty homemade pizza, roasted chicken. Owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals. The banquet room seats up to 60. You'll like that new late-night menu. Open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Too soon to call, Chuck, but who knows? This game might come down to somebody's leg. The right leg of the kicker Klosterman for Marion Local, the left leg of the kicker Fortman for Fort Loramie.
Well, right now, Loramie needs to make a play. They need to make this so they don't have a shot at going for it on fourth down.
Indeed. Third and goal, 18-yard line. Here's the quarterback, Muhlenkamp, in the pocket. Hit as he throws. Sails one deep into the end zone. It bounces to the receiver. It was Hillsman 8 yards deep beneath the crossbar.
Yep.
And now the field goal team comes on for Marion Local. And this will be a mighty long kick of 35 yards.
He was open. And then the quarterback, he got hit right when he let go of the ball.
Yep, Fort Loramie's defensive pressure, Bonanza, jostled the QB slightly. Muhlenkamp underthrew and opened Hulsman in the end zone. Right to left kick by Klosterman. He hit a game winner from just under this distance to beat Anna. Here's the kick by Klosterman. I think it's dead center. He bombs it away from 35. He's got it right on the money. That one could have gone through from 45.
I'll tell you what, and that was a tough angle, too. So that was a nice kick.
And the Marion Local Flyers have inched on top of Fort Loramie, 24-21. Flyers have had one possession in the OT, and now it's the Redskins' turn.
Put in the end zone, win the game.
That's what you got to do. Unless you get it down within extra point distance, and then you maybe kick three for a tie.
If you have to, you do. But right now, you want to end the game.
Well, now Fort Loramie's got a first and 10 from the Flyers 20. Boy, that was about as hard-earned for points in an OT as they would have to come here at the high school level. A 35-yard field goal at that after Marion Local kept getting pushed back on its possessions in the overtime. Thank goodness for a big kicker, as I pointed out, a play or two before that huge kick by Klosterman. The kicker's a factor. 20-yard line. Snap to Colin Moore. Rolling left for Fort Loramie. He's on the short side of the field. No room to roam. He's thrown out of bounds at the 23. A negative 3 for the Redskins. Second and 13.
I think you need to be more aggressive than that.
Second down and 13.
I think that was a Colin Moore run all the way to the left.
It sure was. And running it to the short side, the way Marion Local flows to the football, that didn't really have much of a chance.
Nope, Marion Local just crowded that side of the gridiron on the numbers in front of the Fort Loramie bench.
Colin Moore didn't have a chance. Here's Colin back to pass at the 30. Throws middle of the field. Batted by Marion Local. A lineman got a fist on it. And now Fort Loramie's in deep trouble. Third and 13 for the Redskins at the Marion Local 23. That was a short drop by Colin Moore, who tried to hit one of his receivers, I think Sager, on a slant down at the 15.
Yeah, I don't think that their kicker has a 40-yard leg.
Good play by one of Marion Local's defenders. I think it was defensive end Matt Everman, who got a hand on it. Third and 13, Fort Loramie. Short drop, Colin Moore lofting it down the left side for Sager in the end zone. He leaps in the air. Does he make a spectacular catch? No, it's broken up. Flyers get a hand on it and flick it away at the last second. It was Colin Moore trying to throw a game-winning strike to Sager, and now Fort Loramie's down to its last play. Fourth and 13 for Fort Loramie from the Marion Local 23 in overtime. Flyers lead 24-21 thanks to a 35-yard field goal by Klosterman in Marion Local's half of the overtime.
Well, we're down to 8 on the play clock, and they do not have a timeout, so they need to get the snap off here. They're not going to get it off.
Nope, it's getting scary. 2-1.
Oh, man.
And Marion Local on defense is jumping up and down as Fort Loramie takes a 5-yard penalty.
Yeah, now it's 4th and 18.
Yep, this Marion Local Flyers team has been unbelievably resilient in this contest tonight. Speaking of 4th and 18, Chuck.
They picked one up.
Yep, Marion Local picked one up, a 4th and 18. Also a 4th and 8. Also a 4th and 3. A 35-yard field goal. Flyers, in unbelievable fashion, in an uncanny way, have done what has been needed to come from behind. Down 21-14 with about 3 minutes to go in the game to go ahead by 3 in the overtime. Here's Fort Loramie's last play. Back to pass, Colin Moore arching one toward the end zone. It doesn't have a chance. It hits on the ground at the back edge of the end zone, and Fort Loramie's beaten. Marion Local wins it. A thriller here at St. Mary's tonight. The Flyers 24, the Redskins 21. Marion Local advances in OT. Oh, what a heart stopper. Tough loss for Fort Loramie,
yep,
which led by 7 with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Klosterman's 35-yard field goal for Marion Local is decisive. And give all the credit in the world to Marion Local, which made play after play after play to pull this game out of the fire.
They played almost the entire third quarter inside the Loramie 30-yard line, offensively and defensively.
Yep, sure did.
And then Loramie did a nice job of finally getting a ball. They had a great play to Mesher, got the ball down, got the lead, but just couldn't stop them on fourth down. And that's what great teams do, and Marion Local is a great team.
Redskins return a lot of strength next year. A number of experienced players come back, but the offensive line takes a hit. Blake Holdhouse, a senior. Josh Pangolinan, a senior. Griffin Meyer, a senior. Evan Holscher, a senior. Adam Siegel is a junior. Other seniors, Drew Benanzer, Nick Brandewee, Joel Kaiser, Mark Sager, Kevin Plyman, a senior. Hank Ruenkamp, a 12th grader. Noah Giozzi is a senior. And as we look down through this roster, that is it. Ethan Eilerman, also a 12th grader. Connor Ratterman, a senior. So a host of 12th graders, a lot of leadership and experience will be missed by Fort Loramie next year. But you can expect second-year head coach Spencer Wells in year number 3 next season to reload and make this a very formidable Fort Loramie football team in 2020.
No doubt. They're losing kids, like you said, but they got a lot of talent coming back. So, and they play in a league that they should truly win. So they will be back playing in the playoffs again next year.
Chuck, are Clancy's Award winners tonight?
That's a tough one. I'm going to go with Max Hoeing. I thought he was terrific offensively and did a great job defensively. We're going to go with Max.
He wins our Clancy's Award, Clancy's Wapac in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, it's definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
6'2" senior Alex Klosterman for Marion Local is the hero. His 35-yard field goal in the first half of the overtime during the Flyers' possession wins this game. Fort Loramie gains no positive yardage on its possession. Marion Local did no better, Chuck, on its.
Right.
Had the big leg from Klosterman to win this game by 3 points. Give Marion Local's offense all the credit in the world as Muhlenkamp and his receivers bailed out this Marion Local team time and time again with three conversions of first down on fourth down in the last 2.5 minutes of regulation and in the OT, and that's right. The difference. Great plays made by Marion Local. When the game was on the line, any one of those three falls incomplete. Fort Loramie
yep.
wins.
Knock a pass down, the game's over. But
and it was a missed tackle by Fort Loramie at the 5-yard line, which yep. enabled Marion Local to make a catch and run into the end zone to get the game tied. Otherwise, and Marion Local would have had to punch it in on third or fourth down from the 5.
Which they would have done because they didn't get stopped on fourth down the entire second half.
Well, Chuck, as far as we know, Fort Loramie and Minster girls play basketball 1 week from tonight at Minster. On the web, online at 7:10 on Scores Broadcast. Tip-off at 7:30. It's Fort Loramie, which is a heavyweight in girls basketball this year, expected to challenge not only for a regional championship, possibly for a state title, taking on the two-time defending state champ, Minster Lady Wildcats.
And even though they lost some real talent, they will be formidable again this year.
Oh, yeah, special guards return.
Yeah, absolutely. In the guard play, they're going to be hard to control with a great coach.
Mm-hmm. Terrific players at guard for this Minster girls basketball team. And Fort Loramie's got everybody back. It should be quite a tussle. That's 1 week from tonight. That's how we kick off basketball on scoresbroadcast.com this year with Fort Loramie girls at Minster girls next Saturday evening. Tip at 7:30, webcast time 7:10. As far as we know, that game is still on despite the fact Fort Loramie girls were playing volleyball as late as last weekend. Had Fort Loramie won this basketball game tonight, that game next Saturday at Minster would have been scratched, postponed to later. Next Friday, Anna Archbold at a site to be determined. It is a Division VI regional championship, possibly at Lima. Kickoff at 7, webcast time 6:35. So that's our dual coverage next weekend. Anna football on Friday night and Fort Loramie Minster girls basketball on Saturday. A webcast time at 7:10.
That's a nice way to start basketball.
Again, kudos to Spencer Wells, head coach at Fort Loramie. Outstanding season. Just two setbacks. Opening game to Minster, and then a win string of 10 in a row before a regional semifinal loss to Marion Local here tonight. And the Flyers won it in spectacular fashion. Your eyes had to pop out at the way Marion Local got it done, getting a first down 3 times on fourth down at the end of the game and in the overtime, and then winning it on a booming 35-yard field goal. And then Marion Local's defense
didn't give Fort Loramie an inch on its possession in the OT.
Yeah, no, they didn't. And Loramie had trouble moving the ball most of the evening. Had enough to get 21 points on the board. But Marion Local is a good football team.
As tight, as well played, as entertaining, as great a high school football game we've seen in a while here on Scores Broadcast.
Probably this year, definitely.
Definitely this year. Might have to go back to Minster Mechanicsburg at Minster in the playoffs a few years ago.
That was a great game, too.
Ron Mooney is our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at St. Mary's. We'll talk to you at about 6:35 next Friday before Anna Archbold football. Then again at 7:10 next Saturday before Fort Loramie Minster girls basketball. I'm Jack for Chuck. Good night, everyone, as Marion Local wins an OT by a final tally of 24-21.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.